Blog Talk Radio.
Going. If you want to give a call here, get a free reading, and I said a free reading, not too many readings, and not a one card reading, and a reading. If you're in the market, maybe we should use the audio market. That's the idea for private readings. But if you want to get a reading on this show, and you want to sit there and come on right now, please do so. Call 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Again, that's 646-721-9031. We got 2 hours and 11 minutes and 57 seconds. It's now 6:48 p.m. Mountain Time here in Mount Manitou Springs, Colorado. It is July 14th and a nice, happy, sunny day. We had a little bit of clouds, but thank goodness we do have the clouds, or how hot would it be? Because right now the temperature here is not very high as it used to be. So if you're on freaking, if you're on the East Coast, North Carolina, and you're sweating your ass off, it's your own problem. It's your own fault. You know, the idea of being here, with the temperature has dropped so drastically, the situation of having, not having any fires, and the idea of the drama and stuff has kind of like calmed itself down too as well. And it's like we're talking 87 degrees. Last night it was a good 75, nice cool 75 degrees. So, you know, sometimes we got to sit here and think about the things, don't we? When we're impatient and we jump the gun, we have to sit there and take responsibility for our actions. And I guarantee you, my friend, if you're sitting there blaming everybody else because your life sucks, then I guarantee you one thing you're not doing right now is you're not listening to yourself. You're not learning from the reflections across your path, from the people, situations, things, everything across your path, even that black cat. And the reason I say that, because if you're a person who's Wiccan or witch and that kind of stuff, and you're sitting there going, my life sucks, the spell didn't work. More likely, the reason it didn't is because the idea of that tapping within the power within yourself. You know, you have dominion. You are a powerful being. So therefore, if things are not working for you, then therefore you're not working for yourself. So therefore, the only person you have to blame is yourself. Okay? With the situation and everything that plays itself out, it's really important to do one thing, is to listen to your heart and follow it. Because if you catch yourself sitting there right now, being, excuse me, you ever have those freaking crazy things that get stuck in your voice and you just can't get rid of them? Anyway, sorry about that. But what I'm saying is, I want you all to go look in the freaking mirror and ask yourself, are you really listening to yourself? Are you really listening to your heart? Are you following your heart? I've seen a lot of people sit here and tell me, boo. In the process of saying, you know, it's kind of crazy. You said, I'm talking about guys, I'm talking about angels here. And they're telling me this, and they're telling me that. I'm sitting there going, hello, hello. And they're like, what? I said, do you realize I also listen to spirits, angels, and guides too as well? And what you just said, realistically, is a lie? Now, people don't understand one thing, why lying is so bad, okay? The reason lying is so bad, we can put all kinds of stuff, put some salt on the tongue, but this goes down to the root of the situation. Root of the situation is when you're lying to people, you're lying to yourself. If you're sitting there telling somebody and you're trying to convince them of something, you're not trying to convince nobody but you. Okay? So if you're sitting there saying short-term relationship and you keep pushing that issue, short-term, and I'm sitting there listening to your guys and angels who say, what? No, lifetime. The visions, we gave you the visions of lifetime. That wasn't just a preview, and then the previews didn't really match the idea of the life. We've all seen those before, haven't we, guys? The idea of previews and stuff like that. You go to movies, and there's certain things that kind of fall into place. When you go see the movie, it doesn't quite fall that way. I mean, they're kind of like glimpses and pieces in there. And then when you see the whole thing, it was just realizing they were just clips. And then you saw the whole thing. Doesn't mean it wasn't good or bad. But it was just one of the situations of realizing glimpses and pieces. It's just a very tempting thing. Why would you want to sit there and just get the glimpses and pieces when you have a perfect opportunity to live a full, complete life and the idea of those visions falling into place and giving you exactly what you want? Okay? That's the point of the situation. When things fall into place, and that is what, how we put this, a win-win situation. Let's lay it out for you guys. What is a win-win situation, okay? What is a win-win situation? That's where, example, the most part we see it the most is in relationships, okay? In relationships, there can constantly be win-win situations. As long as two people are being very honest with themselves and then being honest with each other. Okay? So a win-win situation. This is what I have a little layout here for you, okay? What it means is the ideal. She gets what she wants, and you get what you want. No compromising. It's the ideal, realizing the truth about the situation. What do you really want, need, and desire? What are your real goals? Not what you're willing to settle for. Not what you're willing to put up with. All right? But what you want, need, and desire. And you have to take the responsibility to verbally tell your spouse. But at first, you have to tell yourself. Be totally honest with yourself and say, okay, what do I want? What do I need? You know, what do I desire? Seriously, guys, think about this. What do you desire your relationship to be? What do you desire in that relationship? What are your wants and needs that you would love? What's the desire behind it to have at this moment? What is it? Because I'm telling you right now, with the situation, everything falling into place, you're going to see something happen. I'm serious. Hello, guest. Welcome to the show. And how are you? Love for you to come on and get a reading. I would just come on. Just pick up the phone and give us a call. This is an opportunity for everybody to get their questions answered without no freaking limitations to only two questions. Just get a reading done, okay? We got our cards here. We can do a three-card pyramid reading for you. Very insightful. And sometimes I actually have a tendency to go with the guidance, which gives you five. Well, that will give you a five-card reading, okay? So, therefore, please give us a call. 646-721-9031. Also, if you want to take advantage of the situation we're having right now with July, with a $75 for 75 minutes, or you can get you a 90-minute session for $77, okay? We also have a one-card angel reading. That's about a 15- or 20-minute reading. You can get that for 20 minutes for $20, all right, if you have a party right now that you would like to have a psychic at, and you're in the Colorado Springs area, or you have a laptop or a computer that we can actually talk through Skype, and we can be there at your party. And it's only going to cost you $77. And it doesn't matter how many people are there, okay? We're also looking for sponsorship for the show. Please, I would love to have four people out there right now to sit down and work with me and the idea of financial backing on this show so we can actually make this show the best show on Blog Talk Radio, and maybe even take it one step further to the point of actually being the best show on the freaking internet and throughout the country. Okay, so therefore, if there's four people out there who would like to work with me on making that happen, give me a call, 740-500-8863. If you want to take advantage of all those readings that we're talking about for $75 for 75 minutes, we also have some smaller denominations too as well, 45 for 45, 25 for 25. It's like a dollar a minute, okay? Except for the 90-minute sessions. The 90-minute sessions, you can do all what you want to do with those sessions. You can do three sessions in one. Do an angel card reading, palm reading, past life regression, a past life reading. 90 minutes, I'm telling you, you can do a lot in 90 minutes, okay, guys? So therefore, think about it. And right now, for this month, you can get that 90-minute session for only $77. Okay, if you want to sit there and see me in person, and you just want to hang out or something like that, or you're looking for some cheaper rates, go on Keen.com, K-E-E-N.com. This is a fantastic place because you can get a reading on there for $1.25 a minute. But if you sit there and look at the situation, you can go through it if you like. We also have a company I work for called Random. It's a fantastic one. We sit down, you can sit there and talk to me as much as you want before you make a decision to do a private reading with me. And I think that's one of the good advantages of a Random is the idea of actually sitting down with somebody and talking with them before you actually make a decision to do a reading. And I think a lot of people should really appreciate that. Because if you come to my shop, you know, we don't do samples. We don't give you two questions. But we give you all kinds of avenues that you can go through to find out the information you need, okay? So once you just give us a call, you're at 740-500-8863 or 719. This is my private line, 719-632-6257. This is where I do the personal readings face-to-face. Or you can contact me through www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Or you can go to Oranum, that's Oranum.com. Any way you want to go about the whole thing. But I guarantee if you come to me, you get the best real, you'll get the best deals and the best insight and those kind of things. Not saying when I work on Keen and Random, I don't do it any different there either. They're just different formats, but But the idea of actually you contacting me directly, that's the things I like the most. Those private readings face-to-face, phone-to-phone, Skype-to-Skype. Yes, we do Skype readings too as well. So if you want to contact me through Skype, my Skype name is donald.reed8. That's all in small letters and a figure eight. Okay, and we also can do the parties. We can also do group readings. Group readings right now for 10 people is only $77. We can sit down with 10 of your friends, either on Skype or in person, and each one of those people will at least get a 20-minute reading. And that's only $77 per session and for per party. Like you said, if you got Skype, we can be there. We can do a conference call with the group readings. And we can also sit there and be there for your parties. Just set us up a laptop and the connection, and we can sit there and be there for you, okay? So let's get it all done. So give me a call, 740-500-8863 or 719-632-6257, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. All right, guys, or go to a random. Love to work with you on all these formats, okay? All you fine people out there, I would love to sit down and work with each and every one of you. And the idea of finding the answers, the solutions, give you the direction, the advice, everything you need. And I guarantee if you get a reading from me, it'll be one of the best readings you ever had. Okay? I will sit there and work with you until you walk away with a smile on your face and the idea of having one of the best readings you ever had. Okay? We will find the core. We will help you release it. And I guarantee you, we're like 50,000 times better than a therapist or a psychologist, because our goal is to help you let go of it now, so when you walk out that door, you make a difference in your life today, okay? All right, let's get back to our switchboard. And if anybody in the chat has a question as well, please let me know, either privately or whatever, if you want to answer the show, that kind of thing. But we urge everybody to give us a call, call into the show, and to get a reading. So come on, guys, bring it on in, okay? So we're sitting here looking over situations and that kind of stuff. We were sitting here looking at some cards and the idea. Like, you know, we sit here and look at the situation. I think with relationships, it's very important to realize that relationships can go on forever if we allow them to go on forever. It's the idea of taking our expectations. When I say taking the expectations off, everybody's thinking, oh, well, I have a list of things I would like to have in a man. But the one thing you should do in a situation like that, too, is make sure that all those qualifications that you have on your list also reflect you. So there won't be any freaking mistakes. So when you meet that person, it'll be a reflection of you. That is one of the easiest things to recognize, isn't it? To look in the mirror and see you and realize this is the person that can actually work with you to make all your dreams come true. But it's a renewal. Every time, if you've already dated everybody else and this is not your first relationship and that kind of stuff, when you look at the situation, what are you going to find? You know, it's going to be a renewal situation and a renewal place in your life. Because when you look at the idea, and I think it was really good too, that with my angel tarot cards, on the lover's card, Archangel Raphael is actually on the lover's card. Now, you take a look at the situation, of course, green, heart chakra, the idea of love. But we also know that Archangel Michael is also an angel of healing, to work with healers in that kind of situation, not realizing that when two people come together in a really good relationship, what happens is healing, confronting issues that need to be healed. Okay, so if you're looking at a person and that person is making you feel like you want to run away, just because, it's the idea of looking at your situation. Why do you want to run away? Is it just the ideal that you don't like what you see in the reflection and it's casting back at you about yourself, that you need to work on some issues and not realizing that the two people came together that could have a great relationship if they learn from the reflections instead of running away from them? Even in the situation of being with a controlling man, it's more or less of a situation that's pointing back at you of how out of control your life is. That you're actually saying, I need somebody out there. I need someone to help me control my life. Do you see what's happening is a person came into your life, a physical manifestation of your thoughts of what you put out there. All right? I was looking at this renewal card. It's got Archangel Jophiel on it. So we're going to sit there and go over the card real quick with the Archangel Jophiel and give you a little insights on Jophiel to help you understand. Oh, I'm talking about it's Archangel Jeremiel. Sorry. Jophiel is the angel of beauty, as the angel, Archangel, which his name means the beauty of God. But this is Jeremiel. Jeremiel is the mercy of God. Okay? Now we're looking at a renewal card, and the Archangel Jeremiel's name means the mercy of God. Jeremiel says, he will help you fiercely assess your history and learn from prior experiences that you're even stronger and more centered in love and the future. Which basically what I mean, what I'm saying, let's do this one more time. He will help you fiercely assess your history and learn from the prior experiences so that you're even stronger and more centered in love in the future to realize. So you see why it would be so important for this card to come up in the process of what will happen with this relationship. It's the idea that when we heal, we renew. When we renew, we heal. When we see each other and we see where we came from, like two people come together, okay? Some people want to get crazy with the situation of age. Kick it out the door, guys, because age is the age and its description of what it means in this lifetime is the ideal of a human perception. So it gets really offensive when you look at somebody and say, she's a 26-year-old, or she's a 30-year-old, or he's a 41-year-old. You know, like they're using that as an example to help you understand who they are when it has no bearing on it at all. All it does is tell you that this person has been on this earth this time for 41 years. And whatever happens in that situation, and whatever goes down with the situation, to realize what's really important is the two people, that person who's staring at you from across the table, okay? So the idea, if you'd like to take an inventory of your life up to now, so that you can make a positive adjustments, call up on Jeremiel. So you can understand how it would be important and helpful in a relationship and the idea of longevity and where it's going to go. It's the idea of realizing you might have some expectations of what you thought the relationship was going to be, but the relationship itself will take on its own energy and it will become exactly what is supposed to come, no matter what your expectations say it's going to become. Okay? You manifested it, and if you sit there and you should go back to the idea of what you manifest in the first place. Okay, we got all the people in the chat room. How you guys all doing? We got East Spring Girl. We got guest 10767. We got guest 10940. And then we got Tris. Was it Tris on Joe? How you guys all doing today? That's all the things go, hello, hello, hello. So if you're listening to the situation about relationship and you got some questions, I would love to answer them for you. Because, you know, the biggest thing with situations with relationship is the ideal of realizing a lot of things when things first happen, when you first get together, when you have that first conversation or that first hello, how you can take it from that point and make it one of the best relationships you'll ever have, and to realize in the ideal of everybody says, we have a choice, but realize the choices we make could also be, if you're running away from something, you should ask yourself why. You know, the situation of having a relationship and you're running away from this person, you know, the situation, oh, we had an argument, and you use that as an excuse to run away. Oh, we had a disagreement. I don't like confrontation. Don't you realize that sex is a confrontation? But that's what I'm saying with the idea of attitudes. There are good ones and there's bad ones. Confrontations, there are good ones and there's bad ones. But see, and the idea of having a confrontation and an argument has a tendency to lead to a pleasurable confrontation called making love. Okay, guys? So when we put it in a situation like that, you see how they all work together? If you're in a situation with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or wife, and after the argument's over, the first thing people want to do is they want to sit down and make love or have sex. It does. You have to realize at that moment, the person who suggested it is really being vulnerable and being very open to a very intimate situation. and a very intimate side of this person who says that the argument and the fighting and you, and the situation is not as important as you are, and I want, and the idea of what I want to share with you, not just in this moment, but for the rest of my life. And that's what it says. And I don't want to argue for the rest of our lives. I mean, it's the idea of realizing in the midst of having an argument and a fight, a lot of people have a tough time with that because they're looking at the situation and they're saying, okay, after we had this argument, I felt very close to this person and I even loved them even more. Not realizing when those kind of confrontations, what happens is two people open up unconditionally, not even thinking about it, and they share with each other what they really want, what they really need, and what they really desire, okay? And that helps everybody understand the idea of the situation. So therefore, why will we have this intimate situation afterwards? It's because of the realization that happened during the argument or the confrontation. Now, of course, we have situations of physical and all these other things too. But if you're in a situation and you read any kind of books, ask yourself flat out right now, are you making a decision because what a book told you? Or are you really looking at this situation for what it is and judging it accordingly? Okay, information is good, but it's also realizing that information is a blueprint. It doesn't tell you about every situation because each situation is between two individual people. Okay, guys? These are very important to really assess the whole situation. You know, we're doing a reading today, guys. If you want to get a reading, please give us a call here. We'd love to do a reading for you. So let's bring it on. All right. Let's go back to our... So if anybody has any questions, just let us know. So how's everybody doing in the chat room? Well, I see we have a lot of activity here. Hi. Any chance you guys could actually give us out some names? Maybe we got two people in the chat, so what we can do is we can sit here and shuffle the cards, and we'll give you guys one card. Maybe we might even give you three. If anybody would like to get any kind of information with a question or just the idea of saying, hey, could you throw out three cards for me? Let me know. And right now, since we have no one in the queue, we're waiting for people to call in, why don't you guys sit there and ask your questions, or we can sit and do a card reading, pull out three cards for you. Who would like to have a card? Okay. In the process, you guys asking for cards, could you please give me your first name? No, I'm looking for your name, okay? Give me your name. It's me, Missy. Who in the heck is Missy? It's me, Missy. You are finally doing a show? Yes, I am. Is there any chance you could actually call in? I would love to have somebody to talk to, but Dee's not here. Great. Me. Seriously, guys, I'd love for you guys to call in. I could give you I'll give you a five-card angel reading for each one of you guys right now. We got plenty of time. I'd love to sit here and do it for you. Not here, Missy. Tojo, call in. Oh, we're trying to get someone to call in, right? Push, huh? I'm serious, guys. If you give me a call in here, I'll give you both a five-card angel reading. I promise. Boom. I just want to sit there and show everybody just exactly what these things are all about and how they can be so insightful and how much depth they really have in the idea of giving us the picture of your life. Well, I'll take your phone's almost dead. Now, is this a home phone or a cell phone that can be plugged in? Unless you got one of those phones where you can't do that. Great. So, was there any way you can just plug it in and put it on speaker? Love to talk. It is a talk show, right? If not, we can pull out some cards for you here, okay? How about you, Trissa? You call in? Whoa. Oh, come on, guys. We got like an hour and 47 minutes. It'd be great to have somebody call in right now. We had a little bit of show. The reason I was late for the show tonight is because I was in the middle of doing a reading. Sorry, guys. It's one of those situations, duty calls. Okay, Terry. Is your name Terry or Teresa? A random reading? No. This is actually through my website. So this is a private client. If you'd like to get a private reading, we'll just put the information in the chat room for you. If you'd like to get a private reading, please give me a call at 740-500-8863. Or 719-632-6257, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com, or go to Orandom. Orandom, we have specials all the time too as well. We go back and forth from $199 to $399, trying to actually give our clients and the people we work with the best deals. But I guarantee if you call me at 740-500-8863 or 719-632-6257. I guarantee you, whatever your budget is, whatever your situation, I can work with you and guarantee that you will get a fantastic reading every time. You know, getting a reading with me would be one of the best readings you ever had. I guarantee it, because we actually pull out all everything and anything for you. The idea of recommending books, information, the idea of focusing on meditations and that kind of stuff, insights, readings, answers. Work with angels and guides. I have angel cards. I have like 4 decks of angel cards. So if you want to, you know, just situate. If you are a person who likes to get one of those situations, the two people in the chat room, just hold on for a second. I'm sitting here shuffling my cards because I got to sit there and get my phone too, where I can actually sit and put it down so I can shuffle the cards for you. So in the process of that whole thing, we're also looking for sponsorship. We'd like to have 4 people to work with this. So we can actually get financial backing. It's only $45 a month to be a sponsor for this show. And I figured with the idea of sponsorship and that kind of stuff, this show could be the best show on the freaking internet. It could be the best show in the country. So therefore, it's the ideal of working together and that kind of stuff. If you're a person who'd like to donate to the show, we have a situation where you can donate anything you want. All right? But I guarantee if you donate $25, I'll give you a 20-minute reading. If you donate $35, I'll give you a 40-minute reading. All right? So therefore, that whole thing. But if you just want to donate to the show and you just want to contribute and we all work together, make this one of the best shows on the internet, please do so. Just go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com and go to the reading page and just hit the donation button. Donate whatever you want, even if it's only a dollar. And for everybody who donated, for every person who's ever donated to this show, we thank you. And for the people who are going to donate in the future and are actually thinking about doing it right now, we're going to say thank you right now. You know, the idea of the situation would be fantastic. You know, we like sitting here helping people and working with people. And one thing I really get irritated with Orandom and some of the people that come on that show is the ideal to think that I'm all about the money. Well, to tell you the truth, guys, this is what I do for a living. Okay? So I take my time on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and I sit here, and my goal is just to sit here in a nice, comfortable format to give you one of the best shows, give you all the information. We pick certain topics from time to time, and I think tomorrow we're going to be talking about archangels and help you understand how many archangels there really is in that kind of situation, and put it out there to you guys, because knowledge, knowing things, when someone says Archangel Gabriel, next time you'll sit there and go, oh, I know who that is, and you'll know exactly who it is because you've gotten that knowledge along the way. So therefore, in the process of getting a reading, someone says you need to focus and work with Archangel Gabriel, you just simply go listen to the information and then take that information, start working with Archangel Gabriel just like that to get the changes in your life quicker than ever. So you see how it all works out in the idea of the flow. All right? All right, Teresa, are you there? Teresa, hello? Well, we have someone in the queue, so let's see who it is. Hello, area code 903. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Fine. Teresa Joe here.
What's that?
Teresa Joe.
Hey, what's up? How are you? Where are you calling from? What's that? 903, where's that at?
It's near Tyler, Texas.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So is it called Teresa?
Teresa.
Oh, it's Teresa? Well, I noticed in the chat on your email on your username it says Trissa, like a TESS. So I was just kind of wondering, do they have a nickname for you, like a like the Tess or
Terry.
Something like that?
Terry.
Okay, we'll go with Terry then. So Terry, let me ask you a question. So what's the one thing that's on your mind right now besides what's wrong with people and what's wrong with men in relationships?
I've been interviewing for jobs, and I really was curious of how that would go.
Okay, so you're looking for jobs and that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one thing I tell people how to
do.
Well, the one thing I take the most is it keeps showing visions of how I used to do when I used to go looking for jobs.
Okay.
They used to tell me to stop. And the reason I was such a, like, well, okay, for example, I was in Florida once. I've been in Florida a lot of times, but that's besides the point. It's a different show. But I was in Florida, and I was sitting there. I was working for one of these job labor places where you go out and you work at these spot labor places, and you get paid the same day. So I went in this place.
Temporary, yeah.
Yeah, so I was working in this place, right? And it's amazing. This was a prime example of how things work for you when you get the clutter out of your life. Okay, what I mean by that is we were sitting there at this table, right? And we had this guy named Joe. And Joe, it was like 2 weeks before Christmas, okay? And Joe was like, you know, it was like 2 weeks before Christmas. We're never going to get a job. We're not going to do this. Da, da, da. I'm sorry about Joe. Could you do me a favor? He goes, what? Move to the negative table.
Yeah.
And people go, that's kind of funny. But you know what happened 5 minutes later after we told Joe to go to the other table? Everybody at my table got called out to go to a job.
That's great.
So I tell people all the time, if you've got negative people around you, you're not being mean because it's actually working against what you're trying to do. Then also, I worked at the same job labor place. I worked at this landfill for about 3 months. All of a sudden, I was sitting there, I remember this too, because I was sitting there at the landfill, and they always have me taking the trash out of this drainage ditch. People don't realize in the process of these landfills, they have drainage ditches that actually have things where when it starts basically decomposing,
yeah.
They'll realize when plastics and stuff start decomposing, they turn to chemicals. Okay? So I was out here at this chemical. So I was in this chemical place, right? And I was cleaning out the ditch. And I'm like, you know, I'm protected. I'm good. And all of a sudden, I started getting these cysts under my arms. And I was like, okay, God, angels, I think it's time for me to go. Okay? In the process of going, right, all of a sudden, I came in the next day, and they didn't send me out. And I got mad. So I'm like, I want that freaking money. And my angels and guys are like, hold up. Didn't you say that you wanted someplace else to work that was more healthy for you? Okay, yes, I did say that. They said, okay, relax and go home. So I waited for a couple hours, and then I finally just went home. I had this is funny, too, because I had a spiritual book. And about 3 or 4 months before that, I actually had a chance to get a job at this other place on a permanent basis. And it wasn't a job. It wasn't going to a job every place. It was actually a job. But for some reason, the second shift got canceled. But I still had the business card. I was using it in one of my spiritual books as a bookmarker. Okay? So I went into my room, got this book, and started focusing on positive affirmations. And it actually had a procedure in there on how to manifest things. I opened up the book, and this freaking card fell on my lap. And I looked at this card, and I'm sitting there going, why do I have a funny feeling to call this number? I didn't sit there and go back in the past and say, well, I shouldn't call these people because in the past they canceled second shift. No, I didn't do that. I called them up. In 20 minutes, I had a job that I went through that night. So it's the idea of helping people understand the process of the information I got for you was saying that take this perception out of your mind, because it seems like you have this time limit in your head of when things are supposed to happen, when they're not supposed to happen, and they're sitting there going, what are miracles? Does anybody know what the definition of miracles mean? Miracles, and the definition of miracle means things that defy reality. So therefore, what I just did, most people go, that never happens. Okay, I'll repeat it. I've had so many people look at me going, that doesn't happen. I said, okay, I just told you the story, and it happened, okay? So your statement, listen to what you just said. It can't happen. So what is in your subconscious mind right now that's holding you back from getting a job? It could be simply your perception of you're limiting yourself. When I was in Maryland, the one thing I learned when I was in Maryland, it didn't matter if I had the qualifications for a job or not. If I was prompted to go there, I went, because every time I did, I always walked home with a job. And it was one of those things of realizing a lot of experience I had had, not schooling, but experience I had, even if it was briefly, I found out later on that I had experiences for those jobs. It was just the ideal that it was kind of a scary thing to go into. Because here's a guy who's got, like, the first time I started doing radio, the guy told me, I ran into this other guy who was doing psychic work, and the guy said, you got a great voice for radio. And he said, don't get caught up in the whole sim of thinking you got to go to the radio show, go to radio school and all that kind of stuff. He said, realistically, what they're really looking for is people with personality and natural talent, which can, there's certain things you just can't teach at school. There's things that people have. You can teach people how to play a piano. You can teach 10 people how to play a piano. But I guarantee you, you'll probably walk away with two people that will master it. Everybody can still play it, but there's some people who just, it's, I don't know, it's just a soul thing, I think. But with your situation, I get the impression you could have a week, 2 weeks, you could have a job.
That'd be good.
I know, you're probably thinking all that stuff, and then you finally tell me 2 weeks. Well, that's one of those things, the timing is everything. But we don't realize that timing has to do with, I've always said this before over and over again, divine timing has to do with, everybody says, well, divine timing is divine. See, divine timing is waiting for you to lay down your resistance. Because once you lay down the resistance, it changes the timing. Because it means that once you lay down the resistance, that means you're ready to receive it, and therefore become a part of your life. So you're talking between a week to 2 weeks. It's just the idea of perceptions and asking yourself, what do you really want to do? Right now, a lot of people are going through a lot of things where they're saying, I like to be self-employed, but I don't have the money to start a business. You don't need money to start a business. You need a vision, and you need to realize your power on manifesting the opportunities to do so. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing people say I tell too many stories, but the reason I tell stories is the ideal of not telling you guys, this is not a theory, this is not a prediction, it's the ideal, this is what I'm picking up and what I'm being told. And I'm also being told how you can actually make this, how you can actually take this situation and own it and live it, because I've done it myself. I was sitting there this morning going, okay, I haven't done any readings through my website or my personal, or heard from my private clients, and I said, I'm going to go home and focus on it. And I kind of like said, I want to be really successful and be very busy on whatever avenue I work on in the process of being successful at what I've chosen to do. And I put it out there and said, this is what I want, so be it, so it is. And I came home and I got a text message from a client just like that. So, you know, so I always tell people, you know, the idea of what you want, you know, don't let the world dictate your success. And what I mean by that is, you got to go through the job agency, you got to do this. My mom used to sit in the freaking rain at Kenworth to get a job. Did she ever get a job at Kenworth? No. You know, it was like you hope you learn from those experiences that you need to listen to your intuition to take you where you need to go in the process of walking away with a job, not with the idea of standing in the line and thinking you got to pay your dues. Dues is a human concept, thinking we have to do all this crap to get before we actually deserve what we deserve, not realizing we are who we are. If you're a fantastic person right now, why should you not be working a fantastic job right now?
That's what I was talking about. Yeah.
I'm just saying, so you got to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself flat out, be honest with yourself and go, do I see myself as a fantastic person or do I see myself as a person with limitations? You know, same thing with relationships. Look in the freaking mirror once you look in the mirror and say, hey, you know something? Are you ready to call somebody my number one and live it and prove it every day? Or are you going to be one of those people, my friends want me to go here? or my family wants me to do this. And then this person gets put on the backbone, on the back burner. People don't realize that relationships are hard because we make them hard. Because we think one thing, and it's one thing I was really wanted to emphasize to people about relationships and families. When it says in the Bible that when you go out on your own and you create your own family, that is your number one priority. When you start a relationship with somebody, that person and that relationship is your number one priority, and you. Not your family, not your friends, okay? Not your job, not your work. Of course, there has to be parameters and certain things. Yeah, when you're at work, you're at work. Okay, what I'm saying is you don't make excuses if you're self-employed by saying, well, I got to go out and do this. When your wife wants to go off and do the whole thing, not realizing that could be a really good learning experience for you to realize that you're in charge, especially when you're self-employed. So many people right now are getting self-employed and they're letting their businesses run them instead of them run them. Okay, there's a book out there called 10 Stupid Things Men Do That Mess Up Their Lives, and the counterpoint, 10 Stupid Things Women Do to Mess Up Their Lives. And number 3, 10 Stupid Things Couples Do to Mess Up Their Lives, mess up their relationships. I guarantee if you read those 3 books, you'll get some really good insights to realize in the process of the situation, especially with family and friends. If they're true and they're respectful, you don't have to do nothing to keep them. And if you're working your butt off to keep them, then you're not really being respectful to you. Because if you're not,
then you should walk away.
That's true too, sweetie, but people always use the excuse of saying, well, that's my mom, not realizing that maybe in the situation of walking away might actually help her realize what she's done. But if you keep coming back and keep taking it, she's not going to see it. She's not going to see no realization because... Why? Because you're there. Same thing with relationships, man or woman. I've seen this a lot of times. You know, people have a tendency to give away their power because they're scared of losing a relationship, not realizing when you give away your power, the relationship is pretty much destined to doom right there because you're not doing your part.
Right.
And they're not doing. Yeah, so they're not doing their part. So what's going to happen? You know, the idea, it's like this, guys. I want you to, here's a great analogy for you, okay? You're on one side of the freaking river. Your boyfriend's on the other side. And what you're going to do is you're going to build a bridge to meet each other in the middle, okay? Once you build that bridge to each other in the middle, we don't call it half a bridge. We just call it a bridge. It's a whole entity. And once you're with that one person in your life, that's how you should feel too, whole. Not because this person completes you, because this person reflects back at you that wholeness about yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's all put together. Now, one other thing I like to tell people, too, if you're a dummy and you sit there and get kind of crazy and, oh, I don't want this relationship, and you tear your bridge up on the one side, don't get mad because the person decides they don't want to come to you because there's nothing to walk on. You've burnt your bridge, you know, basically. But also in the same situation with these kind of situations, too, if you have a person who's trying to, who runs back to the other side of the bridge and said, don't come over here because this is just not a bridge. This is not a relationship. It's not what you think it is. And they're in denial. Okay, they walk back over to the other side. They're sitting there saying, you can't come over here because I basically destroyed my side of the bridge. Okay, you're looking at it and they're conveying this to you, right? And you're saying, okay, you're right. I see nothing there. Why don't you do this? If the person's in denial, then they're not seeing what's really there. What they're trying to do at that moment is get you to see what they're seeing, which is nothing. Why don't you sit there and take a step back and have a backbone, look at the bridge for what it really is and realize it's still there. And realize that they're just running away from you because they're scared. They finally got something real. And they realize it too because it's sitting there right looking at them. It's called a bridge and it's complete. And two sides have come together and became one. That scares a lot of people. But they don't realize the strength in that whole situation, too, of actually having your dreams come true. And the idea of two people coming together with that unconditional love and realizing and learning from the reflection they reflect back to each other and probably becoming the most closest couple on the planet. Why would someone be scared of that? A lot of us people are still thinking and trying to figure that one out. You're looking for big love. You're looking for great love. That is great love. Are you willing to take on that responsibility of that construction of the bridge and the maintenance that goes along with it? Because that's a nice, pretty bridge. But if you don't do the maintenance on that bridge, and you don't sit there and work with each other and learn from each other on what you need to do with that bridge to keep it strong and that foundation that you've created, then it's going to falter one day because you didn't really do anything. And the idea one side falls off, you're going to go, whoa. But, like anything else, it's the idea what you're going to do. Are you going to jump off? Or are you going to sit there and go, okay, it was just a hunk it fell off? Or it's a lack of communication, right? Once you start communicating again and being vulnerable to each other, you can fix anything. Our society right now is too dead bent on wad it up and throw it away. This younger generation literally should have their asses kicked for the gifts that they're throwing away because they're looking for these little short. See, that's one thing we have to take credit for too, guys. You know, with the divorces and jumping and doing all this other stuff, that the other people are starting to get this idea that if something doesn't work my way, they don't understand this. We're not talking about the selfish thing. But they are talking about the selfish thing. They're sitting there going, okay, we had a couple arguments. It's over. Okay? Or, here's my favorite one. They separate, they get divorced, but we're still best friends. I'm sitting there going, why are you not married? Okay? Who's not being truthful in this situation? Who's not being honest with themselves? Because, see, this is the thing I told a friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine. She said, just be friends. The truth of being friends is a guy or a woman, when they look at you and say, I can't be friends with you, it's not the ideal that they're being mean in any kind of sense of the word and say, I don't want to be friends with you. What they're really saying to you is the truth. Once you've crossed that threshold, you can't go back. Either own it or realize you're denying it. Either way you look at it, you're not being really truthful to yourself. Because I guarantee if you sit there and take the little switch with it and say, okay, just be friends, somebody's suppressing their feelings. You know what's going to happen with suppressed feelings? They turn into resentment. And then you'll resent each other and hate each other. You'll go separate ways anyway. Because the relationship was supposed to be something that you're denying. The relationship, you're denying yourselves of those learning experiences that we're going to really help you grow emotionally and spiritually. Who would want to sit there and turn their back on that kind of stuff? Be in my freaking position, you'll see several that really baffle your mind to ask yourself, what the heck are you doing? You know, my goal when I became a relationship counselor was to stay relationships and to have somebody who was not going to sit there and go, hey, you know something? It's his fault, it's your fault, y'all being childish. And I'm sitting there going, are you a therapist or a kindergarten teacher? You know what I'm saying? So, therapists, I think now it's just a Does anybody ever learn how to do anything in a freaking therapy session? Except for, I can do that too. It's all I have a sing-along. Are we going to sit down and really make some great decisions? You know, sweetie, are you in a relationship right now?
Me?
Yeah.
I've been married 26 years.
And what are you going to do about it?
Stay married.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you happy with yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in that case, I want you to go out there and actually get a job you really want.
Yeah.
Say to yourself, say like this. I just said this about a girlfriend of mine. I said, she's coming back, and she's going to be back here in 5 days, and she's going to be knocking on the door. And it's kind of funny. It's a metaphor, isn't it? She comes knocking on the door because she's made her decision. She wants it. All I have to do is open the door, literally. So I was like, I'm going with that. And I said and told myself, I feel it. I see it. I believe it. So be it. So it is. So therefore, with the situation with you, what I would do is I would do the same thing. I would sit there and sit down tonight and put out a piece of paper. What kind of job that you would love to have? I had a friend of mine do this too. I called my friend. I've never met the lady, but the story, I've told it so many times, I just feel like she's my friend now. That she sit down and she said, I love being a manager. I just don't like where I work, and I don't like my job, but I love being a manager. So she went home, wrote down the description of what a manager was. What a manager is to her, her favorite, her kind of job in great detail. And then she went one step further. She said she didn't like her neighborhood either. She didn't like the friends and or certain associates she's working with. So she basically wrote this all down how she would like it to have, for it to be, right? But the tip of the whole thing was that management position. This is my management position right here. And this is what I want. This is what I need, and this is what I desire. To the point where it's like saying, thank you, God and angels, for this job that I have now. All right? And then 2 weeks later, she got two job offers from two different companies that basically had that description of their management positions, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is a kicker. This is the part I love. She never applied for those jobs.
Oh, that is something.
Yeah, so you see the situation is when you... Okay, what happened here? I just lost my freaking screen. Okay.
Well, I applied, and I interviewed yesterday.
There we go.
And I felt good about it.
Well, I'm going to say it. If you want that job, and you feel... It's just one of those things, own it. See yourself working there. I mean, that's the thing I see. When I sit here and focus on my vision, I see her getting on the. I see her making a decision, getting on the computer, either buying it. It's one of the things you just think. The first vision I saw was she just got impatient, got angry with herself, and said, "I know where I need to be at. I'm going back to Colorado." She packs up her car, throws everything in it, and drives this way. And then next thing I know, I picture her knocking on the freaking door, even being nervous and looking out the window and go, "Oh shoot, she's out there," you know. Live it, you know. Oh, she's out there. I'm nervous, that kind of thing. Going to the door, opening the door, and trying to maintain my composure. You know, be strong. Don't say nothing. Just let her do the talking. At the same time, with inside myself, I'm sitting there going, "I'm about to burst," and she needs to say something. And then she just gives me this humongous hug and like a vice, and she's hugging me passionately, lovingly, kissing me all over my face, and she's crying so hard I can feel the tears rolling down my back. And that's the kind of visions I'm talking about. When you get those kind of visions, you will be living those visions because that's pretty vivid. It's the emotions you feel and the idea. What would you feel like if it happened right now? And you sit there and tell yourself, "I feel great. I feel fantastic." I would be nervous and scared I was going to say the wrong thing. But living the experience and living that vision right at that moment would be a sense of joy and contentment and realizing that at that moment, the rest of your life is going to be fantastic. And that's the feeling you got to capture right there. Ooh, I feel it. And I was sitting there doing that too with a vision. I felt this kind of an energy go over me from my stomach that kind of ended up going across my whole body, which my solar plex was kicking in big time. My solar plexus is the chakra that's in charge of power and control. And at that time, you feel that vibration, and you're controlling it, and you're owning it, you're living it, okay? And I feel good about your job interview too. I really wouldn't be surprised if you would call us back and say that you're working there. I've been having a great time on a random too, because random is different than working with people face to face. Because usually when you see clients, when you have a shop or something, you never see them again, and when you do, it's far and few between. But when I'm on a random, we have a chat room on there, where you can actually talk to me as much as you want before you actually decide you want to do a reading or not. But it's also good for people like us to actually get confirmation from people we've already done readings with because they keep coming back. Even if it's just for the conversation. But we can get that confirmation, and it's kind of cool, too, when you start getting those kind of things going, "You were right, we got back together last week, we're doing good." And when you get those kind of confirmations, like any other thing, with any other job, it gives you confidence to keep moving forward, and you know you're going the right direction, so you focus more, and you become more confident.
Well, so can I ask you a question?
No. Yeah, sure,
okay.
Go ahead.
So you visualized all that, and did it happen yet?
The 5 days haven't come past yet.
Okay.
Now, one thing I will tell you, sweetie, is like this. Now, I'm living in an apartment that I actually got approximately 2 weeks before I actually paid for it and lived in it. Okay, I got a landlord to work with me. I told him, I said, I get paid on the 8th and the 25th. But he said, "You can pay it around the 1st, right?" And I said, "No, I get paid on the 8th and the 25th. And he's like, okay, we'll change this to the ASIN. I was like, I never asked the guy. He just said, okay, we'll change this, and we'll do this, and we'll do that. And we, what's so funny about it is we filled this lease out, okay? And then 2 weeks later, I paid the rent and the deposit. So when I sit and tell people about the visualization, I was living in a hotel, and my little vision was, I'm tired of living in this hotel. Now it's time to go move into a one-bedroom apartment. I was focusing on a house, but for some reason, I kind of let things fall the way they are, because I feel like it's like a shot to go to the apartment, and then the next shot is to buy a house, not just rent a house. So I see how the whole thing fell into place. But it was kind of funny how I put things into motion first, too, and then everything else fell into place. So it's like this, okay? We also have to take in consideration that people have free will, and they do what they want to do. That's with anybody we cross paths with, but we can still focus on the outcome being the way we want to, and the idea of the angels removing blocks and obstacles, so that's what will happen. So if it doesn't happen, and it doesn't fall into place like you want it to, take a step back and look at it and ask yourself, why not? And ask yourself, because I've come to this conclusion so many times, because when I first came into this apartment complex, I was actually focusing on efficiency. It's an efficiency apartment. And I sit there and just kind of mumbled one day, because I made an agreement with them to clean that apartment up so they would knock off the deposit and some of the rent. So I'm cleaning up this efficiency apartment. I'm sitting there going, this sucks. This place is nasty. There's holes in the floor and that kind of stuff. And I was looking down at this apartment I live in now, and I said, maybe I should be focusing on a one-bedroom apartment. Maybe that'd be better for me. And the next day, my landlord called and said, you know, son, I was looking at that apartment you're cleaning up. He said, that place is just nasty. He said, I cannot really feel good about letting you move in there because the floor and everything else needs to be fixed, and I just want to redo the whole thing. But he said, the people that actually put an application on that one apartment down there, which is one I was looking at, he said, he said that they never came back. And he says, why don't you just move down there in that apartment, and then I'll catch up with you later. We'll fill out the lease, and you'll give me the money. Tell me when you can give me the money, and we'll go from there. So, see, the thing was, I was focusing on the efficiency, but I was still focusing on something a little bit better, like a one-bedroom, because I wanted that one-bedroom, a little privacy, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I know, people didn't come back for this one. Everything fell in place nicely, you know, and even being here, this was a cool thing too, that I was sitting here, this was funny. For 3 days, I wanted to go out and look for furniture because when I moved in here, all I had was an inflatable mattress. I didn't have any furniture or nothing. And I had all my books and my spiritual stuff and all my stuff I work with. You know, I had a cell phone, a laptop, and that kind of stuff, but I was sitting on the floor. And I just loved to have some freaking furniture. So for a couple of days, I just didn't have the freaking motivation to go out looking for furniture. And I couldn't figure out why. I said, you know, I really want to get some furniture. But for some reason, it was some kind of prompting just to stay right here. So then Monday came, and it was raining. I said, well, now I can't go out looking for furniture. And so I said, well, that sucks. So I went back in there because I've been working all night. I went back in here and lay down for a minute. And someone came knock on my door. He said that somebody had moved out of one of these efficiencies up here and left all their furniture. Do you want it?
That's just a blessing.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like helping people understand. I had these promptings that told me to go and stay or do whatever, and when I listened to those things, things fell in my lap. So if you're getting a real good feeling about this job and that stuff, I just feel like you should just take it one step further and say, I got it, thank you. Like I said with my girlfriend, I said, thank you, God and angels, for me and so-and-so being back together now. Or thank you for so-and-so coming back and getting in her car and driving back to Colorado and knocking on our door. And when I opened that door, that was just one step that led to us getting back together and being married right now. You know, put things in the past tense, like it's already happened. That's why because you're sitting telling God and the angels, that's how much confidence you have in it. That it's yours. On that note,
I believe what is supposed to be will be. I do believe that.
Well, that's the other thing you're doing. When you do all those things, you're just saying to God and angels of things that they've already given you, the things you feel good about, and now you come to the conclusion that you come to the same conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
What will be, will be. So therefore, I feel it, so be it, so it is. That's why I like that term. That's why I like it. Huh?
I claim it.
There you go. I claim it too. Yeah. To the point where I sit there and go, okay, and we go from the point and say, okay, stop asking for it. Because in the process of asking for it, aren't we also having a doubt within it? Because we feel like we need to keep asking for it. Kind of sense of where we're still in our subconscious mind, we're thinking we're not going to get it, so we got to keep asking. So we can get things to the next part. I've seen most manifestations that happen quicker for me is the ones I just forget about. I say it, and I let it go. I've actually gotten rides that way. I was sitting at a bus stop one day, and I'm sitting there going, I said, God, this might sound crazy. Maybe sound like I'm lazy, but I don't want to stay here. I want to go home. So could you please have somebody come by and pick me up in 5 minutes? I don't care if it's, I don't care if it's an old client, new client, someone I haven't seen in a while, old friend, something like that. Just someone come by and pick me up in 5 minutes. I swear to you, 5 minutes later, some girl come by, and she goes, hey, Donnie, you need a ride? I'm sitting there going, yes, I do. And she gave me a ride home, and I was just like, I remember getting in the car going, it's crazy how that happens. And she goes, what's that? I said, it's a long story. But it did. I did that several times. And, it was like one time I was sitting there going, okay, God, it's raining. I need a ride. I didn't realize as I was asking that, somebody had already stopped, and they were yelling at me. But there was also traffic. All I had to do was look up, and there was Michelle going, come on, man, let's go. I said, oh, shoot, there, my ride's here. I got to go. Like I'm talking to God going, thank you, God, but I got to go right now because my ride's here. So I was out, so I went and did that kind of thing too. But it's just the idea of being honest. I mean, I did the same thing when I used to have this attitude where I would just prove people how it works. I had a neighbor of mine who wrecked his car, and we lived about 20 minutes out of town. It was like a 15-minute drive, okay? And for some reason, I got this notion to hitchhike in town, get a job where he used to work at, just to sit there and rub it in his face and saying, you know something? You sure about that? Are you sure that you can't get a job and keep it without a car? Because what I did was I did just that. Well, I hitchhiked into town, got a job where he used to work at, and kept it for 3 months, and never had a car. And I remember on Thursdays. Thursdays were the most blessing days I ever had, because this guy in a pickup truck with a cab on the back would just. This is what happened for 3 months. He would every Thursday, I would get there at a certain time, and he would. Just pull up and just sit there. He had tinted windows, really dark tinted windows. I couldn't see nobody. So I just sit and looked in. I was sitting there going, okay, God and angels, what should I do? And I got this little answer. I said, just get in the back. So I got in the back. As soon as I got in the back, he drove off. He would drive. He would pull up in front of where I used to work at, which was kind of funny in itself because I never told him where I worked at. And he would just pull up where I worked at, stop. I would get out, and he'd drive off. This was for 3 months. No, we never spoke to each other one time. All of a sudden, 3 months later, the guy pulled that little window open. He said, oh, by the way, my name's so-and-so. What's yours? We've been doing this for like 3 months. I thought we should introduce ourselves by now. But when you have that kind of belief and have that kind of thing, I mean, I would just walk out to the road one day and go, hey, where are you going? I said, I'm going to go into town and get some food. You're going to go into town and get some food. I said, oh, yeah, I'm going down here right now, get a ride, be back. And every time I do that, they turn around and they go, okay, where'd you go? You got to ride back quick. One day I got a ride into town, and the guy told me, he said, if you're still around when you get done shopping, because we're down here at the dollar store, he said, we'll give you a ride back home too. I just walked out at the same time they came up the road, the parking lot, and got a ride home. So, it's one of those things where I look at people and say, manifestation, of course I believe in it, because the idea, every time I turn around, that's what happened. I mean, to talk to people when they start doing things out of character, that's my favorite one. Mm-hmm. Because I actually had a situation where when I lived in Tennessee, I wanted to start doing readings from my house, but I felt like I needed to have a sign out front and some banners and stuff. And I got this sign. It was like five feet by five feet sign. That's $100. And they made it just the way I wanted it. It was really cool. But the lady told me flat out that I had to pay for it before she could give it to me. And I said, no problem. When I get my money, I'll give you your money. Well, I hitchhiked into town. I told the lady, I said, well, my check is late. My money is late. But as soon as I get it, I will give you the money. And she goes, okay, no problem. I'll tell my husband. Well, I'm sitting there. After I get home, all of a sudden I see her husband's truck pull up in my front yard. So I walk outside. He hands me the sign. And I'm sitting there going, I don't have the money for the sign yet. It should be here tomorrow, but it seems like it's a couple days late. He goes, no problem. Just take it. When you get the money, he's bringing it to us. Now, this is a guy who never does any business with anybody else unless he's got the money up front. So what happened in the situation? I think it's intent and faith and the ideal of the strength that I have, that people look at me, and when I say something, I think they also believe me. So they have a tendency to have the resistance, but I also feel like there's angels at work. Angels, archangels, ascended masters, God, everybody working at the same time to help that person understand that I am legit and I will give you what you deserve. I mean, it's like one of those things when you have an apartment full of furniture. This is the second time this has happened to me, okay? The first time it happened to me, I had so much stuff. I had to call a friend of mine and get a truck to move my stuff when I moved. And the guy goes, how much you pay for that stereo? I said, I didn't. I actually paid someone's porch for that. I think the only thing I really paid for in that apartment was the speaker wires on the stereo. That was it. If you would have seen some of the stuff I had, it was amazing. I would sit there and talk about certain things, like, right? One day I was sitting there going, okay, guys, I'm sick of sleeping on this freaking mattress. And I like to have a real bed, a really queen-size bed. I swear to you, it was either 1 or 2 days later, my landlord comes upstairs and goes, we just got these new beds, and they're still in the plastic, these queen-size ones. Would you like to have one? Are you serious? He goes, what, you don't want one? I said, no, I'm talking to myself, going, are you serious? He's like, every time I say something, it happens. So that's what happened. Next thing I got this nice bed. It was actually a mattress and box spring and the whole bit, you know. I'm sitting there going, whoa, that was interesting. And then what was it? I also wanted a computer desk. And next week he came upstairs. He said, I got this computer desk and this nightstand. Which one do you want? And a little voice popped in my head and said, just ask him for both of them, because you don't want to pack them around. He wants to get rid of them now. So I looked him in the face and I said, okay, I'll take both of them. He goes, great. And he said, I'm sick of packing these things around. So I was like, listen to your guidance, guys. I'm telling you, listen to your guidance. I guarantee you, every time you listen to guidance, you'll have another piece of furniture in your house, another peace of mind in your mind, and another level to your spiritual growth. We'll be right back. No, I wish we did commercials, right? We'll be right back as this word from our sponsor from Bear Aspirin. But
that was great.
Thank you. I'm just saying, you know what, I like telling stories. And, you know, I'm in the midst of writing a book, and my friend said that's the key to the foundation of your book, of helping people with relationships and the idea of manifestation, because really manifestation is a relationship that you have with yourself, if it's good or bad, on how things drop in your lap.
Yes, yes.
So, sweetie, any more questions before you go?
No, that answers my question. And I thank you for your time. I'm just going to listen to you on my headphones.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you for taking my call. Have
You're
a good
welcome.
Evening.
You too. Oh. So if anybody else would like to call in, we'd love to sit here and have you. The number here is 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. And if you guys are out there talking, we're talking about private readings and such, if you'd like to do a private reading with me and experience this on a different level, we have a special going this month. We're at $75 for 75 minutes, which is actually equivalent to actually $1 a minute, except for the 90-minute sessions. The 90-minute sessions are $77. If you want to have a secret party, $77. If you want to do a group reading or sessions on Skype or have a party and have us set your play through Skype. It's only $77. So therefore, you should check it out, okay? So give us a call at 740-500-8863. Or call me on my private line at 719-632-6257. Or call me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. I'd be glad to talk to you and sit down, because I guarantee you, I don't care what your budget is. If you are a person who has a figure in your head because you want to do a reading with me, I say, come to me and tell me what it is. Because I guarantee you, I have never turned anybody down. You know, it's one of those situations that if the readings are important, the information to get your questions answered, to get you some guidance, and it's one of those things of putting things out there and say, okay, I want to change my life. I want things to be different, okay? But I want everybody to sit there and look at the situation too and say, you want to change your life? Realize you're going to change. In the process of the change, there are certain things you're going to have to let go of, okay? That's the old. That's the clutter, okay? This is the key also to manifestation and the idea of manifesting things through detachment, which means the idea of saying, I want this relationship. I want this person. Thank you, God and angels, for bringing this person back in my life and blessing us with a wonderful, happy, romantic relationship. Or I want this job. This is a job that I would feel like would be great for me, or this is the business for me. And then always follow it up by saying, thank you, God and angels, for this business that I have now. Thank you for this great job that I have right now. Thank you. That's the thing you should be focusing on, the idea of being grateful. And then take it one step further in the idea of detaching yourself from the whole thing and start focusing on the things that you are grateful for. Go through your day and intentionally point out things to yourself and say, you know, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the beams in my house, because without those beams, my roof would be on my head. I'm thankful for the color of my walls because they're painted and I don't have to see that ugly word, drywall. You know, just certain things are so simple, but they make our lives, they enrich our lives, even on the smallest level. They're fantastic. You know, the idea of the person you're with, the person I'm with, can be a little abrupt sometimes, but I appreciate the information and the advice they give me and how much they care about me to help me be my best. And those are the important things. Okay, we have some people in the chat room are talking. A couple of times after being disabled, I was in a serious bind about to lose home, scared because I have a son. People kept asking, what are you doing, going to do? I said, I have faith over and over. All of a sudden, a check showed up. Doesn't surprise me. In the mail, in my mailbox, supposedly some credit I had with a company I was never a client of. And this is another thing, too, and I wish my girlfriend would sit here and get the idea through her head of the special. And it's not the idea of saying she's a bad person or anything like that. It's just the idea of helping people see, it's like hoping people will see the realization of all the miracles that happen in their life. And to look at it and to finally realize the person and within themselves as being a miracle as well, and realizing the person that was in their life was also a miracle, and the process of helping them see those realizations. We said, like I was talking about before, the idea of relationships is very important. If you have a person, you see two people, and one is like, we have a very, as some people call it, there's an age difference. Okay? Age differences are very positive things in relationships, but therefore we look at them as negative ways. Okay? Every time you look at something in a negative way, it will manifest itself in a negative way. If you look at it in a positive way, it will always manifest itself in a positive way. So therefore, it's the idea of looking at everything as being grateful for it happening. So if you're in a relationship with somebody, and there is a great age difference, but the only people who make a big difference about it is everybody outside of it, but the two of you guys are cool with it, don't let it manifest into something that's going to become a problem and throw you into something else. Okay? Appreciate it. Appreciate each other. Realize that sometimes in the process of our insecurities, they manifest in the people who want to keep reaffirming that. If you see that something is bugging you, then do the proper thing for yourself. Have respect for yourself and say, hey, you know something? This person does not have respect for me because I've asked them several times to stop doing that. And they continue to still do it. So do the proper thing for yourself, okay? Because what I mean by that is, it's like with relationships, okay? Here's a good example. You have two people. One wants to be better than they are. The other one is in a good place in their life. Okay, they both can reflect back each other where they're at in their lives and appreciate it. The one person can also look at the other one and say, okay, that's where I want to be. That's who I want to be. What they're really doing is looking in the mirror at themselves of their full potential, what they can become. It's just that the person, they've manifested this person, they've chose this person and brought this person into their life. And it reflects back why that was such a great choice. The same thing with the other person, looking at them too, and appreciate where they came from. And appreciating this person who's with them. Just appreciating this person that's with them to reflect back that at themselves, who also not just reflects it, but also verbally says it. So that person should also take that into stride, because maybe, and more than likely, they're not accepting themselves for how great they are. Okay, so the reflection reflects back that you are, and the verbal also reinforces that. So you see how the two work together, how they are cohesive, how they complement each other. And when they learn from that reflection about themselves, they grow closer. When they refuse to learn from the reflections and start denying the truth, it pushes them further apart. But these things can all be corrected just by a simple realization of what you had, to realize more likely in the process of realizing that you can have it again. And if you open up your arms and say, I receive it back, and the ideal, I know what to do different this time, you'll get that second chance. All right. Let's see. Missy's still here. Missy said she wanted a card. Are you still with us, Missy? Did you fall asleep? Missy. Okay, how about Kaylin? Kaylin Matthews. Do I know you from somewhere? I've seen your name somewhere before. Here. Sounds wonderful. Tell it to my husband. Okay. Drag him to the drag him to the thing so he can hear it. I'll tell him. And see, we look at the situation, we said this the other day too, I was telling everybody, you got two people, you look at them, they're arguing, and you think they hate each other? They don't hate each other. They hate themselves. And it reflects through them, it reflects through each other. No, he says you are fake. Okay, just look at the situation and ask yourself, is he being true to himself? And the process of seeing people for how fake they are reflects back to us how fake we're being with ourselves, and we're not really living up to our full potential, we're not being ourselves. So therefore, there is no such thing as faking. It's the idea of perception that a person refuses to see the truth. So he can say what he wants. It won't change my perception in no way or the other. It's just the idea of staying firm to what I know, what I believe, and follow my heart, and listen and follow my heart, and always let the truth be done. And hope somebody else will also sort of see the same thing as well and make the appropriate changes in their own lives. He is happy. I helped him where he is. But now that I want to, for the first time in my life, do something for me, he has an issue. Well, you've helped him be happy. He's happy when you're kissing ass, okay? So let's look at the situation and ask ourselves, why did he feel so insecure? He has an issue. An issue turns into an insecurity. So I'm back to hiding everything I can. See, you're here. Nope. See, you're denying yourself in the process of him not. In the process of you denying yourself, you're denying him the lessons to do the same, to realize his own strengths. So, Missy, are you there? I will call. All right, we have a caller in the queue. So if you all want to give a call, please do so. We'd love to talk to you. If you're in the chat, just let us know. We'll sit and answer some questions for you in the chat, too, as well. If you want to give a call in here, we're still at 52 minutes and 53 seconds. It's now 8:07 p.m. here in Mountain Time. It's 7:14. That's July 14th, 2012. And we're sitting here in Matthew Springs, so why don't you just pop on in and do what we got to do. I'm telling you right now, we're having a great time, so if you want to join this great time, please do so. I'd love to talk to each and every one of you. So therefore, go ahead. We got plenty of time, 52 minutes. I'd love to answer each and every one of your questions. Also, if you want to do private readings with me, like I said, private readings right now are $75 for 75 minutes. If you got a party you want us to be there with, that's $75. I'm sorry, $77. If you want us, if you want to do a 90-minute session, 90-minute sessions are different. It gives people a variety of what they can do. They can do three sessions in one, or they can just sit there and the idea. We do this thing called I do healing too, and I have 90-minute and 60 and 30-minute sessions on healing sessions. Okay, 90-minute sessions, the idea of working with insecurities, the idea of helping you understand you deserve, you desire, and you are to help you get a picture of a perfect body, a perfect image of yourself, and then we commence to do the healing. So therefore, it's a 60-minute healing, but it's 90 minutes, but it's a lot more in detail, the whole thing. And those are only going for 70. Actually, they're $135 for the healing sessions. But for this month, we can give them to you for $77. And if you want to go one step further, we can also give you three healing sessions. Actually, forget that. We can give you four healing sessions, four 90-minute healing sessions. If you book them up front, book them all at one time, we can give you four healing sessions, which usually go for the normal price is $135. And this month, they're only $77. But if you get four of those sessions this month all and pay them up front, it's only $150. All right? And when it comes to healing sessions and relationship counseling and past life regressions, it's best to do that, to get those four sessions, because it's going to take those four sessions to really get a difference out of those meditations. I also have a thing right now, too, called Manifestation Meditation. This is where we sit down and we help you manifest. Okay? We help you manifest like we manifest, where you can change that perception and also change the outcome and be more successful at manifestation. And right now we have five sessions you can get. Five sessions all at one time, and it's only going to cost you $100. Okay? That's weird. $25? Yes. They're 30-minute sessions, five 30-minute sessions for only $100. And if you call while we're on the air right now, I'll knock it down to $75. All right? So therefore, give us a call at 740-500-8863 or call me at my home number, my private line at 719-632-6257. Or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And let's all sit down and talk, work it out. No matter what your budget is, no matter what you got to work with, I can work with you. So give us a call and let's sit down and make a difference in your life, all right? Okay, let's go on. I was trying to figure if we actually talked. 718.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm thinking. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying, we're looking for a good answer, and it's the idea of the situation. Yeah, we go with the old thing like we always do. I'm having a fantastic time, so therefore, you know, good or bad, great. Thank you. So how's it going?
I'm doing well. Just called up for some validation, to give validation. about someone that I had mentioned to you a few times about dating someone that I'm pretty close to that was more of a confidant. And we got together sometime last week, and all by him pursuing me, which was nice, him contacting me, calling me, asking me to meet up. And somewhere in the middle of the evening, it turned into us catching up, into us deciding that we have a new relationship. I mean, we're not deciding that we have a new relationship. We're not just friends anymore. We like each other. But without putting labels on it, because we just kind of want to, you know, see where it takes us. That was how I expressed myself about it.
No expectations, and let the relationship become what it is?
Yeah, because we just were shocked to acknowledge that we felt that way.
I was just thinking about it. I used to have a dog named Oscar, and we used to have a great relationship, too, like that. And it was just fantastic.
Okay. Anyway.
He was always having that little tail wagging, and that was great. Anyway.
Well, I was just, you know, and it was really, really intense. It was a very long evening. Very nice. Just great positive energy, great spiritual connection, all the good stuff. Not surprising, but happily, just like kind of just a happy awakening. That's what it felt like.
Son of a, sorry. I'm trying to keep track of everything.
Yeah, I just kind of want to see what you picked up about that, I guess.
Okay,
I guess
Lisa,
from
what's
him.
The problem, man? Let me
there
ask you a question. Yes, but this is a look at the situation, and let's go back to what I just said. Okay, so what's the idea of asking questions and validation is the idea of having a little lack of faith in oneself and the process of, is it what I think it is, or is it not, or should, you know, that kind of thing. You know, you're sitting there saying, we're not really
Well, no, he did express something earlier.
Somebody should call me at the same time? Yes, they did. All right. I'm having a great time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was just weather. It caught me off guard because the phone started ringing. And this one's different. I just can't click on something and go, okay, we're done with you. But what I was saying was, have confidence in yourself. It is exactly what you think it is, and you have to have it. You just have to have that kind of validation with yourself right now,
mm-hmm.
so it can become more.
Mhm. Okay.
I'm serious. So I was looking at the situation. Everybody left my chat room. I'm so mad. I was having such a great time. Everybody's kicking in and going the whole thing. I'm sitting there going, you know something? I wish they would understand one thing in the process of the whole picture of what you're learning and the process of waiting to get on here and ask a question. This is one of the best freaking learning experiences I think you could actually have in the process of someone just giving you information and you're sitting there copying the whole situation going, okay, I got this question about my plumbing, you know, something like that. Anyway, it might be a crazy analogy, but it's realistically, that's the way I look at it. It's looking at people and their questions and their information, that kind of stuff. You know this for a fact that so many people have gotten their questions answered before they even get on the show. If they were just, and they were listening. That's great. I love people who listen. You listening?
I'm listening.
All right. So that was sitting there saying, what I see is what I've always seen. It's just the timing is always a little bit different. That's the only thing I see happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, let it commence. I will say I don't see any more broom closets. I actually see more intimate situations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that when it comes to the point of sitting down and asking yourself, what is it? That is not a title. That is the ideal of saying it's a confirmation. It is what it is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best way to do it too, is after it already becomes something and it's already in that parameters, then you look back at it and say, this is what it is. Instead of beforehand, it was saying, this is what it should be. We've heard this a lot. Well, women say, this guy doesn't love me enough. Okay, then why don't you step back and love yourself enough?
Mm-hmm.
And what the situation here with the problem is there is no problem. It's the idea that it could become a problem if you don't focus on yourself and validate every day. It is what it is because I am who I am.
Yeah. That I do.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but I think it's just more encouragement to continue.
Yes.
So I'm, you know, real glad about that. Which I have a funny question about it. Nothing, I said, I was very happy and very open with my affections in a nice way, not like a over, like, in a very sweet way. And I was like, I wonder how he's taking all this. I kept saying to myself, I just was like, whatever. But
mm-hmm.
I guess, like, that is something I was wondering about. That, just my open displays of affections.
Right.
Nothing crazy. I was just curious about what you picked up about that, I guess, from him. Not where it's going, because, like you said, just follow, go with the flow.
What are you saying? Like, how did he perceive it?
Yeah, because, I mean, he's very, you know, he's very reserved and grounded. And
yeah.
He mentioned
This is where it goes, sweetie. Coming from a man's point of view of the situation, that kind of stuff. If you see me how I am with me and April and that kind of stuff, there's sometimes I come off very, you know, very quiet and very reserved, too. That just means I'm content with where I'm at. I'm content with everything that's going on. If you're all over me, kissing me, hugging me, and I don't say anything, that's because I love everything that's happening. And it's like when you're done with what you're doing, more than likely, when I'm a little comfortable with the situation, which can happen in 5 minutes, I will definitely give you back what you just gave me, if not more. So it's just one of those things that's the whole thing. I don't feel like in any kind of shape or form you've overextended yourself. And if anything, I get the impression it was received in a very positive way. Seriously, yes. I know you're having a trouble time with that one.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm not interrupting. I'm listening.
Really?
Yes. That's nice. I was just like, whatever. I just, it was just really funny because literally the awakening and the transition took place like halfway in the middle of the evening, because one conversation was, no, you know, I don't think I want to maybe be in a relationship. I'm not looking for one. And I didn't want to push someone else's ideas of what they want because it's just not appropriate. But then somewhere along that conversation, I don't know, an hour or two later, everything completely changed. It was like the energy shifted or something. That's the only way I can explain it, because I felt a physical shift.
Uh-huh.
I felt it. I felt like a spiritual, physical, like you could feel something in the air, like it was like a big wave of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just completely started to act different and sound different, and, you know, like I didn't try to change his mind. You know what I mean? Like I was just like, oh, you know.
Right.
And then when we discussed what our relationship started to turn into, he said, you know, I like this. I like our new relationship, which was the whole new one of us expressing, having feelings for each other. Because it was like, It was like we were having two separate conversations. One was like a conversation before we wanted to admit we had feelings, and once we admitted we had feelings, everything was completely different. It was just like a whole new, I'm like, is this like a different day on a different night 6 months from now? Like, what just happened? So.
Right.
I don't know. Well, I do know. Everything is going to be fine.
Well, it's like looking at the situation, too, and saying to yourself, in the process of that conversation, and then when it changed to something really positive and spiritual, it's those things to repeat, you know, to relive. How do I put that? It's not the idea of relive and repeat. What I'm saying is it's the ideal. Look what was in the conversation that led to those realizations, that no one ever said anything. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Live it and say, okay, I like this. For example, me and April was like talking about ghost stories. You know, your inhibitions go down. You just enjoy talking and having those kind of things, and you really miss those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and then before that, it was a lot of heated. There was a lot of conversation that were great, but it was always trying to, you know, it's like, I guess it's one of those things that we sit down, because we started talking about this before with Archangel Jeremiah. I think it's Archangel Jeremiah. Where you sit down, and this is the Archangel that can actually help you, and it actually helps people when they pass over to actually review their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also ask, you can also work with the Archangel too to also review your life now. So you can review where you've come from and look at the situations, the interactions, the relationships, and that kind of stuff. And you can still get the realizations you should have got. And in the process of doing that, then you'll know how to proceed. So it's like looking at a relationship and a conversation and things that happen on a night to learn more to how you could have, how it can keep going forward in the process of developing into so much more.
Yeah.
So if there was one Archangel I'd recommend, would be there was. Actually, to me, it comes as Archangel Michael. Snip, cut everything loose from the past. And then Archangel Jeremiah, the ideal, can actually point out things from your previous life up to this point. Maybe some other things you need to let go, too. So therefore, after doing that kind of work, All you can really see in a situation like this is a fantastic relationship.
Mhm. Yeah, and that's really how I feel. I mean, like, the whole shock wasn't like a surprise. It was like, oh my God, finally peace. Oh my God, finally, like, this has come together.
Right.
you know,
this happened.
Yeah, that's really what it was, you know. And then I was like, oh, my God, he just finished saying, you know, he doesn't want to get married for this amount of years. And, you know, I wasn't going to try to change his mind. That's what he felt like. That's what he chose to express. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to, like, try to force someone to change their mind. That's who does that. So then, like, literally 2 hours later, it was like that conversation never happened. And I was like, okay. Then I started to say to myself, do I want to remember that he said that and just take it really slow? I still want to take it slow, period. But do you understand what I mean? Do I want to take it slow with remembering that he said that? I just want to take it slow just because I want to just cultivate it. You know, that was what I was trying to clarify, like worrying about, I guess, having my head in the clouds versus, you know what I mean, versus going with the flow. I just wanted to just, that, I guess, is my question. You know what I mean? Because I want to be aware of what he expressed. You know what I mean? I don't want to act like I didn't hear it. But is that still relevant since the shift? That's my question to you.
He's been acting what?
No, I mean, he expressed wanting to, you know, his idea of wanting to get married wouldn't be for like another 6 years in his life.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to ignore him when he said that.
No. See, that's the point. You're sitting, you know, the idea of the situation, okay, listen. Listen to conversations, listen to him, listen to what's going on, do the whole thing. You know, be attentive, but don't sit there and do things out of context and say, okay, I have to listen to him. No, you don't. Okay, one reason I see that is because, see, I've seen this before too, and it's a situation, not trying to be explicit or nothing. It's just the ideal. People say things a lot of times. I mean, I remember this one girlfriend I had, who said that she doesn't do oral sex. Okay, but see, what she was really saying was, I don't know you well enough to let my resistance down, so therefore I'm saying I don't do that for you because I don't know you that well. Because later on, she did.
Okay.
So it was the idea of opening yourself up and realizing people talk and have conversations. You have to listen in the sense of the word of information that you need for yourself. The idea of listen to them. They will tell you everything you need to know, verbally, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. It's the idea of listening. I was going to tell a friend of mine, like, when I do readings, that's how I do my readings. That's why I'm so very open with women, okay? Because I'm very open with everybody. And I've learned that through my work, that being open, honest, and truthful gets the best results. And it also helps people open up to feel more comfortable to do the same thing as well. That's why I do. And I have a lot of women who have a tendency to get uncomfortable with these situations because they feel comfortable. Okay, so we need to listen to the situation. Now, this guy's very comfortable with you in that kind of situation. So it doesn't mean you have to keep listening to him. You don't have to listen to him to keep that comfortability up there. You got to do what you did that led up to this moment in the first place, which was the ideal. It's very crucial for you to be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Situation. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I've done it. I've practiced it. And the idea of what I did in the process of what I just did, which was the hardest thing I had to do in the situation I was just in. But I feel like that was what needed to be done. Not just a realization on one part, not hoping that one person will see what she's denying, but at the same time, looking at another person, who also me, who also needs to take a look at the situation for what it is too, that I was so caught up in the whole situation, I was also missing things about myself and situations too. So those two people had gotten to that one point where they wasn't learning anymore. They wasn't learning from their reflections. And somebody had to sit there and make the right decision to get it back on course was the ideal that some people might look at as a harsh thing to tell somebody that when you're ready, let me know and just hang up. Because at that moment, realistically what's going on, there is no, someone's not listening. It's almost like I said before, there's some, this is how it works when you get to that point. Two people are sitting there waiting for the other one to shut up so they can get their point across. And then when the other person is sitting there doing the same thing, wait until they shut up so they get their point across. So see, no one's learning. No one's learning anything. No one's listening. They're too caught up in getting their point across, not realizing, honestly, the person across from you is not your problem. It's your solution. Because realistically, when you look at that person, you're looking at you. He reflects back at you where you are in your life. And vice versa. And when you guys learn from those things, that's where the smoothness comes in, the idea of realizing,
yeah.
I'm seeing myself. I like what I see. Because in a situation like with mine, I think what the problem was is, oh, there's this fantastic person, and the ideal, the obligations are expectations I got to live up to. Not realizing, this is the most hardest thing for some people to realize. You chose that person. You chose that person for a reason. Because those expectations are the things that you really want. And now you're basically being more fearful of yourself. But you're going to blame that person. You're going to go, well, you're trying to change me. You're trying to mold me. You're trying to do all these things. And if you sit there and listen, I guarantee if you trace it back to a conversation you had prior, you'll probably hear her say the same or him say the same thing as in what they wanted you to help them do. This is a prime example to show people when they're not learning from the reflection, now they're pointing fingers. That's usually when you start pointing out here, out here, out here, out here.
Yeah, you're talking about someone else, right? Because I know I'm not doing that.
Okay, sweetie, it's like I tell everybody else. Whatever comes out of my mouth has a reflection on your life. So the best thing to do is just take it in. It might not resonate with you right now, but it's the ideal of helping people understand one thing. If I've gone through it, it's to keep you from going through it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think I definitely agree with the whole reflection thing. But what I mean what I'm trying to say is I have no problems with the reflection of him and me. I think that I'm totally okay with that. And I like what you said about, people talking and waiting their turn and then everyone, because that conversation was very erratic, it was funny. And then we finally, I made my point about just how I felt and how I liked what it was evolving into, and I just shut up. And he just shut up, and about 20 minutes later was when he said that he likes this. He goes, I like this. I like our new relationship. That all came from him. I didn't say a word for like 30 minutes.
That's because he likes your honesty. That's honesty, man. Like, shut up. You know, like, it's one of those things. I mean, I was saying, it's like, you know, I was like, I've done it before, too. I looked at a certain person and said, you know something? I don't want to hear it. And they're like, what? I said, because it's a contradiction. You're sitting here telling me this when an hour ago you were telling me that you want this is what you wanted. So therefore, somebody has to go shut up so they can actually go, okay, you're right. What I just said, that was stupid. And, you know, and it's like reflection happens very quickly when someone reflects on their own self and go,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I felt like there was denial there. And like you said, there was a wall. And I felt like the wall wasn't coming from me.
That was your sledgehammer. You knocked it down.
I did knock it down. I made my points, and I just shut the hell up. And
the funny thing
was there was a lot of – what did you say?
Don't you just love that? When you that's what I was saying before about certain things you do, you repeat those. That's who you are in the process of what you're going to accomplish. Because the more walls you knock down, the closer you get. That's what we're talking about, reflection. The more two people learn about themselves to each other, the closer they get because they love that. That's what I was talking about with April. It was just the idea when she looked at me, it was like she has no self-worth. So therefore, in the idea of having that self-worth or lack of, it was like that's why you're getting this defense mode of saying you're wrong about everything else, because if she admits that you're right, then she has to look at face the truth of the true matters of the feelings. Sometimes it's like the idea, you guys want a truth, and there it is. Here you have a person who realistically embraces that. And as long as you don't crack that freaking, that outer extremity, as in I'm reserved, that means he's just content with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of content, but almost there's an ease.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know everything. He doesn't know what's going to happen. But there's also no defense to be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at this place, you want to go with the flow and just be yourself. If you be yourself, seriously, think about this. If you be, what's crucial for you to be yourself, so be yourself, which also gives him the strength to be the same and be himself. So therefore, it's the idea of realizing. I did the same thing with April. It's like the ideal. We had the situation where we were talking about sex, and we had this argument. And now you want to take it to sex, and it's like, no, it's called making love and being vulnerable and showing you that actually our relationship and you are more important than what we were just talking about. And the point of sharing that love with each other and the idea of the situation. And people don't look at those things. They're like, oh wow, you're just we want something. Yeah, but he's also that's a very vulnerable point to be at too. Because, you know, in that point, there's also vulnerability of getting rejected and shot down as well. So it's the idea of looking at the thing and telling yourself what you'd be defensive about, the idea of sharing yourself with somebody else, because in the midst of an argument, that's what we were talking about before, confrontation. I don't like confrontation. Okay, if you don't like confrontation, you're really good at it. So the idea, let's take a look at the parameters of confrontation. Okay, she's looking at that verbal words being exchanged as a confrontation. Okay, that's some people look at that as a not too positive a confrontation. But sex is also a confrontation. But it's a pleasurable one. So therefore, when a person looks at you and says certain things, I think it is our responsibility to sit there and say, you're full of it, because we know them. And if we don't say these things and be truthful with them, how are they going to actually really learn from the lessons of finding themselves anyway? Because we're reflecting back at them. Okay, if we're reflecting, we should also reflect verbally too. And say, okay, you just said you like confrontation, but you like sex. That's a confrontation, so you're a contradiction. So which is it? Is it just the ideal that when it comes down to learning things, are you cutting that off? Are you, you know, denying the situation? And it's kind of funny too, because they always sit here and say, oh, I'm not denying anything. And at the same time, they're denying it. But in the process of us being very truthful and straightforward with them, see, they don't realize that we're actually helping them help themselves, because without those realizations, they don't grow emotionally or spiritually. So that's what I was saying with this situation. Don't be scared to speak your mind too, because he loves that. So if you stop speaking your mind because you're scared it might be taken the wrong way, or you might get an unfavorable reaction, you're right. But you want those because realistically at those times, you know it's been taken the way you gave it by the reaction. But if you never give it, you don't get no confirmation from the whole thing, and neither do they. So they're just in the process of that denial, they're denying themselves. So don't deny them too. You care about this person. It's really strong feelings. We could take a little bit further, but we won't.
You get the idea. With, I guess, my feelings. Yeah, I was just very surprised I made the statement that I had made to him. But, you know, it ended up resonating really well. And you know what's interesting is that what came from him earlier was that before that even happened, he said, you know, we're grounded. He said, when I'm with you, we're grounded together. That really took me off, that got me off guard. Not in a bad way. I was just like, where'd that come from in my mind? I didn't ask him that. I just agreed with him. And he just kept emphasizing that. And I didn't know what that meant yet. I was excited about it. And then I started to realize, wait a second, he's processed this.
No, yeah.
Like, you know, and I didn't ask him why. I didn't even dare to. Because it sounded like he knew what he meant, and I needed to just understand it without him explaining himself. I mean, what do you pick up about that? I guess.
Well, about the processing?
Him saying we're grounded when we're together. Like, that's what he meant.
Well, when I look at it, it's the realization it was good, the thinking and the processing. I'm thinking. I just get it as a really good thing. You got someone in the chat room saying you're going to run him off. I'm sitting there going, you know, the situation is, I kind of have a kitchen full of kids at the moment.
Wait, what? That I'm going to run him off? I haven't even bothered him to run him off.
No, I'm just saying with the situation. We're also looking at perceptions here, too. So I look at it like this. It's like insight's good and the ideal situation, but like you said before, one thing is about this situation, too, is over-processing, overthinking can work against you in the process of not what you say, but what they pick up and feel from you. So therefore, you should work it out within yourself, and when you're with him, be with him.
It's very easy to be with him. It's the least complicated thing in my life.
I'm just saying. I was looking at this one person that's KC Birth Cards. And I was like, who are you?
Well, I don't want to put anyone in that.
Are you going to be on tomorrow? No, I have no co-host right now. It's kind of freaking me out because I'm trying to do the chat room and talk to you at the same time, that kind of thing. And plus, I think, hold up. And I also have somebody else in the queue, too.
Okay, well, I'll let you take that call then. And I really appreciate you taking the time to help me out.
All I want you to do is when you're with him, just be with him. And realistically, that's all you need to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, as things come to you, you're a very opinionated woman. He knows that. He knows you for a very long time. If you start acting out of character in any way, that makes him feel incompetent with this situation.
Incompetent, you said?
And with himself, yes. It's like when you start thinking, okay, I thought I knew this person. So I'm saying to you, be yourself. It's like looking at people in the chat room going, okay, if she runs him off, she runs him off. In the ideal situation, it's like, this is my belief in the relationships, okay? People don't get run off. People run away. And the ideal of looking at people who run away is the ideal of their strength at the time. And we have to sit there and really be honest with ourselves and say, okay, how do you feel about yourself right now? Pound yourself on the damn chest and go, I feel great, fantastic. I'm a very strong woman. I feel like I had to say what I said and did what I did. And the person runs off. Guess what? You just found out how strong he wasn't. That's all it is. You know, I'm tired of hearing women say, I'm scared of running this guy off. No,
I'm
not
afraid of any of that.
You're scared of losing him. It's not scared of running anybody off. They're scared of losing him.
Yeah.
Okay,
there's a lot of different things. And that's it's also because of how long I've known him. You know what I mean? It's not like some guy I met at a club. It's someone I've known for years that I deeply care about.
True, sweetie. That's also a key to this situation, too. You know him. He knows you. So there's no sense of questioning anything realistically, and just enjoy it because it's coming to the point where you've been waiting for a long time to happen. So therefore, it's the idea in the process of treasuring it. And like I said before, when you're with him, be with him. When you're at work, be at work. You know, I've had too many people crash in the back of someone's car because they're thinking about their girlfriend. Okay, thinking, I'm a bad person if I don't think about her 24/7.
No.
I have that person in front of you right now, man. You just smacked into him. How do they feel? So it's the ideal. Where you're at, be where you're at.
Yep.
There's no disrespect or anything like that. You can't think about people 24/7. It's merely impossible. Now, you know, there's certain connections and that kind of stuff that people can actually have a thought and that kind of thing and feel the presence of somebody, of course, and they can deal with that and process and the whole thing. But, you know, the idea of thinking you have to do certain things puts you in a situation that you could actually damage your relationship. So, therefore, don't do anything. I mean, I always say when people start saying it's your fault, I step back. There's no sense to have an argument right then and there. It's the idea of saying that person, if they're thinking you're the problem, they're not looking in the right direction, and they're not reading their reflection from you.
Mm-hmm.
So just take it for what it is. Learn from the situation about yourself, and then come back into the situation after you've done your assessment and see how that person's reaction changes towards you, because I guarantee you will see one. But with your situation, be yourself, all right?
Mm-hmm. I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you for coming. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we got some callers. So we got 18 minutes, so we're good. All right, guys, we're good. We're good. I'm trying to sit here. Okay, we lost somebody. All right, let's go on to our next caller. That's 678 area code. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Good. How are you?
How am I? I'm thinking. People keep asking me. I'm going to have a good answer. I swear I am.
Okay.
I just got to think about it for a minute, maybe a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks, you know. But for the sake of this conversation, I'm doing fantastic. And what's your name?
Sierra.
What is your name?
Sierra.
Sierra. Where are you calling from, Sierra?
Georgia.
Where at?
Georgia.
Okay, Georgia.
I have to take my earpiece out. Can you hear me? I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay. I'm having trouble with your phone.
You still can hear me?
I can hear you, but it seems kind of muffled.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Maybe I can switch out. All right. Let's see what we got going here. All right. You there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, I can hear you now. All right.
Okay.
So, what can we help you with today?
There's this guy. I've been knowing him since we were younger, and we're trying to start a relationship together. There are a couple things in the way, but I was wondering how you seen that turning out.
Do you have a relationship going on with this person?
Kind of. We're kind of taking things slow, but trying to.
Trying to?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're there, okay, you're starting to say you're trying to have a relationship. Now, what does that mean?
The thing is, I mean, he's having, you know, some things going on in his life that he has to have straightened out as well as me. So it's kind of, you know, we're not trying to really, like, rush into a relationship until, like, we get ourselves together. But we will both like that, so.
Okay. It's one of those situations where you look at something and you go, okay, this is a crazy situation in itself because, I'll tell you why, because you're in a relationship. And the reason you're having problems with it is two people want to sit there and say, well, let's wait till we get ourselves together. Okay, let's look at relationships and stuff that are going on. And the idea of a constant changing all the time. And look at the reality of actually getting yourself all together before you get together. It's the idea of two people denying themselves of learning lessons with the idea of being in a relationship and what you've already created between the two of you.
Yes, I know he's like, you know, he has a child on the way, so he was like, you know, I kind of don't want to put you in the, you know, the middle of that whole thing. So he's like,
yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe it's in the next, you know, huh?
Okay. Look at the situation like this. Kicking to the curb. It's like, done. I don't want to deal with it. That kind of stuff, okay? And then ask yourself a question. Can you really do that? And then ask yourself another question. I think I'm in a relationship with somebody I can't let go of. So therefore, we have to look at ourselves and say, okay, he has a child on the way. And the child is not with you, correct?
Yes.
It's not. So you're not pregnant?
No, I'm not.
So you got someone else pregnant?
Oh, well, yeah, someone else he was with. Recently, just got kind of back in contact with him, but you know, for the last five years, you know, when I do see him, he's been trying to get together with me, but I always pushed him away mostly because I never knew, you know, his seriousness about it.
Well, don't you think in the situation of pushing him away, maybe you should have sit there and pulled him in and say, okay, what do you want?
Yeah.
To thinking he's serious. Yeah. See, I understand the situation, guys. Everybody's going to go, actions speak louder than words. But you know something? I think it's the idea of a combination of both and the idea of having balance with communications, the idea of speak and move. And the idea of what we want, what we need, desire, never going to happen in the process of not asking, not telling, not conversation and communing with each other. So you sit and look at the situation. He has a child in the way. We can sit and look at the situation. Some people might think it might sound crazy. What would you do? Realistically, that's not your problem.
Yeah.
And with the situation and what's going on between the two of them, what do they plan on doing? Are we all sitting back here in this hover mode? What is he going to do? Is he going to be with her or is he going to be with me? Where are we at in the situation whereby he's saying he has a child in the way? What is really going on in that situation? What are we waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, it's like looking at the situation. Why do we need to wait for anything?
And
okay,
then
there's
I also
no...
have an ex who's wanting to, like, be with me, but he's in the point of his life where I feel like we're on two different levels. So it's like I'm kind of tired of dealing with him also.
Okay. Well, like I said before, I'll take it back to the first step. There's nothing to deal with. It's the ideal of asking yourself, okay?
Yeah.
It's the ideal of... You see two people here. You see two people here refuse to make a decision. Who refuse to ask themselves, what do you want, what do you need, what do you desire? And the idea of expecting everybody else to fulfill that for you. It's not their jobs. It's your job to sit down and go, okay, what do I want? What do I need? What do I desire? You don't want this guy. You don't want this ex. The one you want is the ideal that's indecisive about what he wants. Could it be in the situation of you making your mind up of what you want and putting your foot down and say, this is the way it's going to be, instead of letting everybody else run your life? Because realistically, that's what everybody's doing right now. They're running your life because you're not making any decisions. You're saying, well, I got to deal with this guy. No, you don't. Same thing with the boyfriend. He don't have to deal with that woman who's pregnant. And it's one of those situations, sitting down, expectations. Okay, what do you want from me? You want child support? You want me to be there? Okay, fine. And then go off and live your life. Okay? And the situation, they both created a problem. And it's like looking at the situation realistically, too, from both parts. They both created a situation. What's the situation with you and your ex? You've created the situation. So you sit here and look at the situation, well, how can I change it? Well, you created it. You can change it. So therefore, ask yourself, do you really want to deal with this person? Is he indecisive, too? You're like you said before, you're on two different levels. Do you want to deal with the situation? You ask yourself very strong. You have to tell me. I'm saying you ask yourself. Look in the freaking mirror and ask yourself, realistically, this is the one thing I want everybody to ask themselves right now, especially you freaking women. I'm sick of hearing everybody sitting there saying, hey, what should I do? If you're in a relationship and you just told your boyfriend or your husband that your family and friends are more important, then you need to go and beat yourself and give yourself a spanking because you just disrespected the one person in your life that you told, you're the number one thing in my life. You just made him number two and then number three. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in that situation, you're not just disrespecting him. You're disrespecting yourself because you're letting your family and your friends run your life. So the question is to look in the freaking mirror right now and say, am I ready to be in a fantastic romantic relationship? Am I ready for big love? Am I ready to tell somebody that they're the number one thing in my life? Live it and prove it every day. Can you do it? Can you do that? Because I guarantee you, guys, it's like this. The people around you will reflect just that. If they can't do it, you give them a little boot to the curve and say, I respect myself in the process, the situation, and respecting everyone else too as well. It's the idea of being blunt with your family and your friends and saying, if you don't respect my relationship, if you don't respect my boyfriend, you don't respect me either. And that's the truth. If you don't believe me, I don't know the author of this book, but I know you can find it because I've never seen any other books out there named this. There's three books, and they're called 10 Stupid Things Men Do to Mess Up Their Lives. Then we have the other side, 10 Stupid Things Women Do to Mess Up Their Lives. And then we have the third one, 10 Stupid Things Couples Do to Mess Up Their Relationships. Get the books. I've read them. And the thing I've noticed about the ones, chapter 6 or chapter 9 in the one book, 10 Stupid Things Women Do to Mess Up Their Lives. It said, it's about friends and family. And it says that once you go out into the world and you create a relationship with somebody or a family, that is your number one priority and you. You and your family are your number one priority. So your external family that you came from and your friends are second and third. Not first, but second and third. And if you sit there and tell yourself any kind of bullshit, like my friends and family are very important to me, and you catch yourself working your butt off to keep them, ask yourself why. Shouldn't it be just like that? Shouldn't it just be? You don't have to do anything to keep friends and family. They will always be. If they're not, then they never was. They were just an illusion, or maybe they were just a manifestation of your own insecurities and fears that were manifested in a friend that was constantly telling you and reaffirming that fear. So take that one in consideration as well.
Yeah.
Seriously, sweetie, you need to start. One thing you need to do, and I would sit there and say, I would recommend you sit down and do a private reading. But if you can't do that, then come back to the show. But you need to sit down and you need to start clearing the clutter out. You need to start telling yourself you don't have to deal with anything, and start dealing with yourself and asking yourself, what do I want? What do I need? What I desire? What do I deserve? Because right now you're sitting there saying, right off, you can see, you could hear it really loud. I don't deserve to have what I want. So therefore, I'm willing to settle for all this drama. So take the time and clear the clutter, okay? Get that right now, you should just cut it down to the point where it's just you. And then take some meditational time, focus on you, look in the mirror, ask yourself some really hard questions. And if you come back, or if you want to do a private reading, I would love to sit down and work with you and sit there and get you to a place where you know that whatever you want, need, and desire, you deserve it. Because it's what you desire and that you can have exactly what you want. All right?
Yep.
So, thank you. I'm seriously, thank you for calling, and I would love for you to come back on the show or call me and we'll sit down and do a session. I don't care if you only got $5.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
So, I was going to say, if you want the information, I'll give it to you right now.
Okay.
All right. Just give me a call. 740-500-8863. Okay?
Okay. 71, hold on. I'll try to let me.
No, that is 740.
71. Okay.
Yeah, 740-500-8863.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you for thank you for calling. I'd love to hear from you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye bye. You have a nice weekend. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go on to our next caller. That would be area code 347. Welcome to the show, 347. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Nuriel, and I'm calling from New York City. I spoke with you last Friday, I think it was. And you gave me some good advice about asking questions about the love and the future. You see anything, and you gave me all that information, affirmations, and books to read and whatnot. And very good, very helpful. Matter of fact, I manifested one of the things. The book you suggested, The Soulmate Secret by Ariel Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, oh man, that was an awesome book. I read the next day. I found it. And in that chapter where she talks about the arm of the hugging lady, the hugging saint, and how she whispered that request in her ear and her mate manifested 2 weeks after that. And I wanted that same thing, and I looked to see where Alma was, and she was coming to New York City in 2 days, and I went to go see her this past Monday and did the same thing. So we'll see. So, so thank you for that. So the universe is working well. But my question is, I have been seeing a lot of references regarding Brazil, and today, I mean, it seemed like every 5 minutes I was seeing Brazil, Brazil, Brazil everywhere. Flags, T-shirts, Brazilians, and advertisements. And I was wondering, what does the universe want to tell me regarding that? Is Brazil calling me for something, or should I? What do I need to be doing regarding Brazil?
Okay, so you keep saying Brazil, or
Brazil? Yes, correct. Country.
To tell you the truth, the information I keep getting, it came to me very quickly. It was just the ideal of don't worry about it. Let it go.
Okay.
It was the idea of key to manifestation. I said earlier in the show where I was like, you don't need to have to keep referring it. Because in the process of doing that, you're actually feeding into your insecurities that it won't happen. I came across, I mean, it was like a realization for me too. So that's why I felt like it was very powerful in the situation, saying just let go of it. And don't be surprised what shows up.
Okay. I just allow it to be there.
Just allow it to be. I mean, that's what I keep getting. Just allow it to be. Because we said about this earlier before. I was telling everybody, like, the idea of knowing too much. have women call me up and say, hey, what's this guy doing? What's he thinking? What's his expectation? And I'm sitting there going, slow down. And stepping back and asking yourself one thing. It says, even the, like the law, the secret, and a lot of information and literature, and I've actually seen this myself, is the idea of what goes in between. You know, we ask for it, and the final outcome, whatever's in between is none of our business. And the more we make it not our business and allow the universe to do what it's going to do, the manifestation actually falls in our lap a lot quicker.
That makes sense.
Because I've had too many women that want to know about Tommy. What's up with Tommy? What are you feeling? What are you doing? And how do you feel toward me? And all this kind of stuff. They're going, you're so fixated on him that you're not listening to your heart. You're not listening to your angels and guides that are actually telling you everything you need to know. So the idea, let it go, and I feel like in the next couple of days, you're also going to have some realizations that will also help you let down and relax even more. That you know it's going to be a fun thing, that you know beyond the shadow of a doubt it's going to happen. And that situation is one of those things that's going to happen because it's in your best interest, the ideal of your expectations too as well.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate them. Yeah.
Oh, no problem. So I'm sorry. You know, something sucks too, because I recommend that book to you, and I actually let my friend borrow that book. So I was like, oh shoot, I was going to grab that book and look at it. And then when my girlfriend walked out of here, she's also got my chakra book. But I'm sitting there going, these all happen for a reason, and those two people who have those books have it for a reason. So therefore, if I need that book, I'll have it again.
Yeah, it's really a good book. I really enjoyed that book. I see why it's your favorite book.
Right, because that chakra book that I gave to April, I was doing the thing with April. When you say something about, I keep saying Brazil, I keep focusing and thinking Brazil, I keep saying Brazil, I was like, that's when the realization came to me to do, say the same thing I just told you. It came at the same time that I'm asking for that relationship. Be back and that kind of stuff. It was kind of funny too because I kept on doing the same thing. I'd be sitting there talking to my friend and I'm sitting there going, I sit there and said, okay, well, it's like this. I was like, whoops, did I just say that? So I was like, so it's like the angels are saying, you're saying it, so therefore, more than likely, don't you also say, hey, I'm in Brazil? Or when you're in Brazil, there's always resistance that you're living it. So the idea of that accidentally saying it, you're not accidentally saying it. It's the ideal to keep constantly letting your resistance down, because the ideal of spontaneously saying it is the idea of what's going to get you there.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to keep you on the phone that long, but I was just saying it came to me so quickly.
Oh, no. I appreciate it. And I'll keep you updated.
Thank you.
Keep you posted. Okay, thanks again.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. You have a great week.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go on to our next caller, which is area code 845. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, my name is Diana, and I'm sorry I tuned in so late. A friend of mine gave me the number, and you know, I was listening to what you were saying to that girl, and you seemed pretty awesome. So I'm actually out, so I stepped outside to call you and to see what, you know, I've been going through some trials and tribulations financially, romance-wise, et cetera, and everything all the above, and I was interested in speaking with you.
Okay, cool. So, it's like when I say that sometimes I get a little spontaneous and go, hey, I'd love to sit and do a private reading with you sometime, but it's like there's so many variables to the situation, that kind of stuff. And I know for a fact on the radio show that I'm doing right now, with my time limit, we're talking maybe an extra 15 minutes. Because people in the chat room are freaking out going, I can't hear you. That's because once you go off the air, they can't hear us in the chat room no longer.
Oh, wow. Are you on at the same time every week?
Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, which is, I guess you're on the East Coast, right?
Yes, I'm from New York.
New York, yeah. So you're on the East Coast, so that's 2 hours different, so it comes on at 8 o'clock your time. But it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, yesterday we missed the show, but it's been really hectic with me because that's all I do.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, your blessings,
so I'm always working. So I was working and working and working. And yesterday I was like, it was 11 o'clock, and a friend of mine said, did you do a show today? I'm like, oh, no. That's what I knew. I knew I was missing something.
Huh. Well, all you guys give such gifts to others, and there's blessings in that, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the one thing I used to get kicked off about is like, I work on this one website, and we have a chat room where you can come in the chat room and talk to me. And when you feel comfortable, then you can push a button to do a private reading.
Right.
Well, people come in there, and it's really irritating to sit there and look at the situation and realize one thing, guys. The ideal worth. Everything has worth. I have worth. You have worth a whole bit. So the ideal of looking at the situation, so you want $20. That's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying is you're not worth it. And
right.
it's actually an insult to yourself, not an insult to me. But that was, they come in there, people come in there going, you're just all about the money. Really? This is a paying site, you dumbass. This is a paying site. We get paid for doing readings on here. It says, well, it says free chat. And, okay, people, we're not stupid. We know what free chat means. I mean, we freely chat with each other so you can get to know me before you push the button and get a private reading. There are no, it doesn't say free readings. It says free prat, you know. So I was sitting there going over the whole thing and say, okay, great. But I said, you don't know me. And I said, I take it as an insult because you're sitting there making a judgment on me by what you think. And you have no clue. So therefore, you're not listening to yourself either, your intuition. Because your intuition brought you in the door. You're here for a reason.
Absolutely.
So when you look at the situations and ask yourself what all the stuff's going on in your life, it's the idea of also realizing and owning it. When I say people love it when I say own it and get that job. But they don't realize what I also am saying is own it. To realize that what brought you to the situation of not having a job is also the decisions you made too that brought you to this point. So I actually I was telling everybody in the chat room when I was working on a random saying, hey, I'm not about the money. And I said, if you guys come to my radio show, you'll see that we do 2 and 3 hour shows and we never ask for a dime. Sure, we advertise to do private readings. Do you want to do private readings with me? Fine. Here's the number. Call me. And we'll set up an appointment. But when we're on the radio show, it's all done. It's just the idea. But it's also helping people understand one thing. Their show is not free. The readings are given to you for free, but the show is not free. What we give you is not free. It costs us. If it's just energy, and with this radio show that I do, the radio show that I like to do, it costs me between $40 and $100 a month.
Wow.
So it's the ideal. It's great advertising, of course, but it's the ideal. I like doing it because I don't have to do nothing but do the shows. But it does take a lot of time and effort to put the shows together and that kind of stuff. And sometimes the editing and all that kind of stuff drives me freaking nuts. And but it's one of the things, you put your effort into the situation, you get a lot out of it. What you put into it, you get out of it. And you said, okay, the first thing you were talking about, the first thing that came up, you were talking about children, right?
Excuse me?
Your situation, when you sit here and focus on your life right now, what do you think is the most important thing that could actually give you the turnaround you want on all the other parts of your life?
Financial stability is absolute paramount. You know, absolute. That's like primo right now is the financial stability.
Okay.
And, you know.
Yeah, so I was telling you.
Whether or not I'm moving and stuff like that.
Yeah, the key to actually getting out of financial straits is to realize there is none. It's the idea of your worrying making things bigger than they really are. And the idea of the world also has a tendency to contribute to that. And once you start shutting these things out and start realizing and looking at things truthfully, and what I mean by that is it's the idea of what I live my life. Okay, what I see is my life. If I can't see it, then who cares?
Right.
Okay? It's the idea of focusing on this moment right here. Okay?
Okay.
And what I do is, like I said before, I was the idea of sitting there one day going, you know, because I keep worrying about my bills. I keep worrying about making so much. I keep worrying about this. And if I do this, I can pay that. And I'm saying, hold up. I'm telling everybody else not to feed into fear. Isn't that fear? So it's the idea of stepping back and looking at these situations and going, okay, as soon as I stop worrying about my bills, worrying about them getting paid, and just really focused on doing the things I love with work and business and, you know, just doing things that I love to do, it was amazing how the income started coming in and how those bills and everything else just started being paid automatically. I'll give you an example. I was sitting here one day and I said, okay, my checking account says zero. I still got my electric and my internet to pay. But what I said, they're going to be paid off before the end of the day. And before the end of the day, they were paid off. I got a reading. I got a healing session from a lady, which was kind of funny. It was the idea of another learning lesson of teaching us how much we have worth, that it's okay for us to ask for it. Okay? I've seen so many, especially with psychics. For a donation, I said, okay, why are you saying donation? Are you scared to ask for what you really want? So you say donation so you feel more comfortable with the situation? Because realistically, in some sense of the word, you're still asking for it. Because you're saying, I suggest this donation of $60. So you really want to ask for the $60. So I was sitting there talking to a lady on the phone. And I said, I got this 90-minute session right now, and I'll give it to you. And I said, I usually charge $135. And she said, okay. I said, hold on. I'm so used to giving people deals that it was a learning lesson for me to learn, too. That $135 right. I normally charge, I am worth that. And sure enough, you know, I did the healing session and actually got what I felt I deserved and did the session, the whole bit. It was like when it was done and over with, it was just like really impressive, really intense, and say, okay, that's what I like to do.
Uh-huh.
And the process of what I like to do, I was compensated for it accordingly. So, like I said before, my internet and my electric were paid off before that night. So it was just one of those things of looking and saying, okay, what do I need today? What do I want today? That's the thing, too. It's like not what you need. You know, it's almost like taking the word need and just throwing it out the door and shutting it, saying you're not coming in. And just ask yourself, what do you want? And ask yourself, am I scared of asking for what I want? Because the one thing I get the most in the situation, that once you're comfortable with yourself, that's what I was getting at when I asked you the question. So I guess it was like a trick question. I was saying, you know, what would be the one thing in your life that you could change that would change everything else? And that's you and your perceptions and what you think you can and cannot do, because you're a very powerful woman. And it's the ideal of realizing that power is what gets you all your needs, wants, needs, and desires being fulfilled. It's the ideal of having that faith in yourself to look in the mirror. Because I do this in when I work all the time. I'll sit there and say, okay, I'm going to do, if I'm working on a website, I'll sit there and say, I'm going to do another reading. I can and I will. So be it, so it is. And then next thing you know, I'm doing another reading. That one day, I swear I was so freaking busy, and that's all I kept on saying. I deserve it because I desire it. I can and I will. Some people think their words...
I got to get a little stuck up then.
Seriously, just work.
To myself and demand more from people and, you know.
It's not the idea of demanding either. Take the word demand off and just say, you have the right to ask for what you want. And if a person finds that a problem, then they're probably a person who doesn't ask for what they want. So they think you're out of line when they should be learning from you too as well. Because we all, once we do things for ourselves, people should also be around us, should also be changing according to, because I give off a different reflection now because of all those things I'm changing within myself. People are going to see someone different. But they're all going to say, they're also going to see what they need to change in their own lives. And hopefully they can learn from it.
Yeah, we learn from each other.
Exactly. So, see, that's what I'm saying. The one thing that will change your life is you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the ideal, really. Reason I'm kind of cautious when I talk to women sometimes is because every time I trace the problem back to them, they think I'm like their ex-husband. Not realizing that, or their husband, not realizing that everybody in your life reflects back at you about you or where you're at in your life. They're not the problem.
Yeah.
They're the solution. Yeah, they're the solution. Mm-hmm. Even if you're with an abusive man, he is telling you something about yourself. If only thing he's telling you is that since he's trying to control you, how out of control your life is.
Correct.
Yeah, so therefore you look at the situation.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Because I just ended a really toxic situation and, you know, emotionally abusive. And, I hear that for sure. That I have to really tap into my own intuition and know that I'm worth more than that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Definitely.
So what are you looking for? So, if you're looking for a relationship, stop looking.
Oh, yeah.
Your task,
after this situation, I totally stopped looking.
I've been seeing this guy
for 2.5 months, and he delivers a girl on July 4th to my door, an ex-girlfriend from 5 years ago. He flew her in from California. I was like, what?
Okay. What I was going to say was, your task is not to seek love. Your task is to seek within yourself to find all the barriers up against it and let them go. Your task is not to seek love. Your task is to seek within yourself those barriers that keep you from.
That's deep. I'll have to think about that.
Call me up and ask me. What'd you say again? Could you repeat that? I'll repeat it for you every time. I'll repeat it for you every day, okay?
Okay.
The reason I wanted to sit down, like I said before, the reason I wanted to do private sessions with you is because of the situation of working with you to help you understand, because the idea of taking the steps to go looking within yourself, you're going to actually confront who you really are. And the process of that, the idea that you can't have any expectations of who that is, it's the idea you've got to take it on as it comes, okay? A lot of people have that problem. I just had a problem with my girlfriend who was sitting there going, it's your fault that I'm not doing this. It's your fault. You keep arguing with me. You keep doing this. But you never heard one time her say anything about what I was talking about. And I sit there and said, I wasn't yelling. I wasn't screaming. My voice might have been raised an octave, but what it was a person not willing to actually see and learn from the reflection that she asked for in the process of choosing me as a boyfriend in the first place. So it's the ideal also do an assessment of your life and go back over the relationships you had. There's an archangel, Jeremel.
Mm-hmm.
And the ideal working with this angel to go back and look at your life. What you do is you sit there and you find you a nice chair or whatever you could where you can actually relax, like if you're going to meditate, and ask this angel to enter your mind and just enter you at that time and say, okay, I want to do a life review of my relationships. To sit there and look at these things and say, okay, if I'm going to own my life and take 100% accountability for my actions, then I have to see my actions within those relationships of what I should have learned and why I attracted them. So therefore,
and that's